to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday again. What the? Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my brand new biblical question. I got a brand new biblical question. It was a part of our assignment for the fellowship for this week. The brand new biblical question. Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust them? Have you ever thought about that? Why am I so afraid not to trust my thoughts? An amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, going to the public school to drop your kids off because you hate them, fighting with your wife or your husband this morning, or maybe buying some fentanyl or pot, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're high and you're driving right now. You can be listening to the show. But you can podcast it, so when you get back home, you can watch it as well if you're not able to watch it live. But you can be listening live no matter where you are by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour today. Every Wednesday, third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. Amazing. So, last night was the big night that the whole wide world was waiting for. And they just couldn't wait to see. And my experts are coming in, and I want to hear what they thought about last night's debate between President Trump and so-called Vice President Kamala Harris. It happened last night on, I believe, ABC. ABC. It was interesting. I don't know if you turn to ABC, they were not able to show it because apparently there's a dispute between Disney and DirecTV. So you couldn't really watch it on ABC. I'm like, what the? And so I watch it on Fox. I know I just watch Fox anyway most of the time, but I thought, let me watch ABC and see what it looked like to watch the debate on the channel that it was happening on. But you couldn't watch it on ABC. It was black. It was dark. Because of, they said because of the dispute between Disney and ABC or somebody, DirecTV. So last night was the debate between President Trump and Kamala Harris. What did y'all think about it? Who won? Who lost? How did you feel? What did you say? I want to hear from you all about it. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Were you disappointed either in either one of the debaters or the host of the shows or anything? I want to hear from you. It was interesting. And that, it finally happened. And everybody was anticipating in one form or another. For Trump and against Harris, for Harris and against the Great White Hope. What did you think? So my experts are here. Before I go to you guys on it, my experts are here. My producer, brand new producer, Derek, is way over there, and he's taking the place of Hake in this discussion today. Hake is out today, so no Hake report today. No Hake report. Hake is not here. This is Derek, my, for those who don't know, my brand new producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And then next to Derek is Joel Friday. Dot TV. He black.
Not dot.
But Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. And he black. So don't say I don't hire black people. What the? They just have to have white names. And Joel is also an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And to my far right and your far left,
far right,
the American Anchor Baby, an expert here as well. And Joel Friday TV show is at, I mean, show is at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, so don't miss it today. And to my right, the American Anchor Baby is at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And some of you all may have seen it.
Never seen this many black people on the screen at once.
I know.
We're looking like a black show right now.
It's scary. This is a DEI show. A DEI network.
Chad is saying there's four blacks on screen.
Yeah, Nick counts.
This is not good, folks. I'm getting nervous. But anyway, I want to know what the expert, we have not discussed it yet. I said, hey, let's not discuss it. I want you guys in the studio. I want to hear up front, fresh, what you thought about the debate last night. So let me go to my producer. I don't know what he thought about it either. We didn't go into debate about it or discussion about it. We went over the packets, but not about that. Derek, you saw the debate last night?
I did.
Between Trump and Harris?
I did.
And the winner and loser?
The winner, Trump.
And the loser?
Kamala. Kamala.
And why did you... Why do you say Trump won?
Well,
what did you think about the whole thing?
Honestly, we saw a furious, masculine old Trump back from 2016. And I love to see it, honestly. It was entertaining. He brought his swagger. And there were a lot of great clips. And honestly, I believe this is what America needs right now. This Trump from last night, and because I've been watching him, and honestly, I can say he's his momentum has kind of died down in the media. Well, you know, they're trying to censor him, of course, but, you know, after the assassination attempt, I feel like things should have gone in his favor way more than what it is currently right now. But honestly, Trump, there were a few things that I thought he could have did better on, and there were a few topics that I felt like he kind of slowed down on, those things being abortion and I think it was health care. Those were two things that I thought he really should have studied harder on to give a better answer. But all around, Trump won, in my opinion.
And where did that woman go wrong? What's her name? Kamala Harris go wrong. What do you think about her?
What do I think about her?
Her debate last night.
Well, DEI, that's what I was thinking. she came out there like America's standard black mama, basically, just trying to preach about, oh, he's going to put us back. She kept on mentioning he's going to bring us back. She just kept mentioning that, and I was just like, wow, she's really trying to bring the emotion out of people. And if you're not really watching, you'll be easily swayed. I can imagine just black people all around watching their TVs just thinking, ooh, she's right. Trump's going to bring us back. And, you know, and if you're not really listening to what she's saying, and if you're not really listening to what Trump's saying, then you're going to get caught up in the message she's giving.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, winner, losers.
Yeah,
who won, who lost?
Trump won for sure. Kamala lost.
And why are you saying that?
Well, for one, I love the fact that I wanted Trump to go hard on her and not ease up because she's a woman.
Right.
And I felt like he did that. I felt like he went harder on her than he did on Joe, which that's what I wanted. Because everybody's favoring the woman and the black woman to you know, be nice to her and let her have things. But Trump was like, no. The only thing is that I wish Trump would have did different was corner her on certain things, like immigration. I feel like they discussed it, but they didn't really, because she really had nothing to say about it. And she's also for immigration, even though she pretends like she's not.
Right.
She's for it. So I wish she would have backed her in the corner and made her like say what she was going to do, even if she was going to lie. I wanted him to do that, but that didn't really happen. But he about did everything but cuss. He didn't. He told her how the cow ate the cabbage on a lot of issues. He called her out on a lot of things. And, yeah, I think that he was the strong opponent for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
I tell you what I think about Kamala?
Yes.
Yeah. Kamala, for once, she kept bringing up old stuff, like January 6th, dumb. And she kept bringing up, she even reached way in the bag and brought out Central Park 5 or something.
When most people not even remember what that is. Like, Central Park 5, what's that?
She dug out the bottom of the barrel for that one. And also, I think that it's so clear, too, she's bringing up issues that she wants to change that, not that they're not important, but I don't think they're priority. Something about first home buyers thing, tax credit on first home buyers, senior citizens, protection or whatever the case, all that stuff that she wants can be done in a day.
It could have already been done. She's been in the White House for 4 years.
You know what I'm saying? All these things can be done quickly.
Yeah.
And she kept saying those are the things she wants to do. And I'm thinking, like, no one can. Immigration is an issue right now. There's inflation is an issue right now. All these other things that are more important. And she just kept saying the same three things that people want. The people want to be able to buy a home, own a home. people want to be safe in their home they own. So that was, yeah, that
she
was
trying to, as Derek just said, she was trying to reach people's emotions.
Yeah.
She worked hard on the emotion thing.
Yeah. And then the last thing was she said about the small business thing, right? These are not bad things, but it's like these aren't pressing things that people need to focus on. So
amazing.
That was my thought.
Nice. And so you walked away from the debate knowing that Trump won, believing Trump won?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. And the Anchor Baby simulcast the debate on his show last night, the American Anchor Baby, at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And Anchor Baby, winner, loser, who won, who lost, why, and when, and what?
If I could say in one word, last night it was domination, if I may. Starting with just the very most primal, without even any words said, Kamala goes on stage with some little power play, tries to shake his hand, says, Kamala Harris. He doesn't even look at her. The whole time she's trying to get him to look at him, he won't even look at her. So without even any words said, in its very most primal, he was like dominating in just energy. And then the mastery of like real men topics, like when it comes to war, economy, board, these are like things that are real. His mastery of it, she's like, I'm just going to make a better economy. It's like wishy-washy words. He's like, let me tell you what's happening. Let me tell you what destroys countries. Let me tell you what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I loved all that. Even the topics that were supposed to be pretty bad for Trump, like abortion, there's one of the worst topics for Republicans and all that. I don't know if they were even that bad. They're messy topics. He kind of jumped over it, but she was supposed to totally get him on abortion.
He seemed to be dishonest about the Democrats do believe that the woman can abort the baby even at the 9th month.
And that was an amazing moment.
She was being dishonest about that.
She stuttered there, too.
Right. So the moderators, sorry.
No, this is your.
Because the moderators try to help her on that, right? They're trying to say there's no state that has late term abortion, but there's currently like something like 5 of them or something.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
Ooh.
But he even made her stutter during the big old abortion bash. He was like, ask her if it's if they're okay with 8 months, 9 months. Right. Stutter. So she looks like a baby-killing maniac there. And the point there is that it turns out your own base. It turns out your own voters. And I don't think I got any capitulation from Trump at all, like trying to be moderate. No, it was like, this is the truth. I'm Trump. Let's go.
Amazing. What did you think about the moderators from ABC?
Horrible, like in their bias. I like the moderation. Like, there's been some pretty good moderation in the past. I personally like the format, but these are like, it was 3-on-1.
Yeah. It was definitely 3-against-1.
Yeah.
We knew
against Trump.
At one point, the Chad looking guy on the left was asking him about some commentary about the election. You said you lost by a whisker. What's that all about? Trump's like, I was being sarcastic. He gives back a retort and says, I don't know. It didn't seem sarcastic to me. Yeah. Who's asking you? What the?
Right. Nobody care what you think. You're just here to moderate. What the? Amazing. And what did you think about the moderator?
I think the most incredibly, if we're using the term beta, I don't know if it can get more beta than that guy bringing up the racial question to Trump with Kamala about her being black.
That
was the silliest, most insane thing that he should be embarrassed that he even brought that up in a debate.
I wonder did his mama yell at him when he got home.
Everybody, the whole family. Because it's so irrelevant and it's such a minor thing that's not important. But obviously that's what the people care about. It's so emotional. And it was like the insane amount of embarrassment he should feel for that is.
Yeah. Amazing. Hey, what did you think about the moderators?
They were definitely protecting Harris.
Yeah.
They were protecting her like a mother and a newborn baby. It was crazy.
Well, it was definitely 3-against-1. They were against Trump. Even though they said the mics were mute, you can see Kamala Harris talking while Trump was talking.
And Trump was like, shut up.
I thought Trump missed one opportunity. Ooh. And that was in the very first question when the moderator, the guy asked Kamala Harris, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And she went into the stupid stuff rather than responding yes or no to that. Mm. And she thought, well, I'm for the people, whatever she was saying. That was dumb. And she never said yes or no to that. And then I thought when Trump said anything, he was going to bring out that point, make that point where she never responded if she was better off today than 4 years ago. And he could have answered, no, we're not better off. And that would have stood out by itself.
Yeah.
But no one, he nor she never dealt with that.
Yeah.
But I thought that first question, it would have been a home run already.
Yeah, and he could have put, and that's what I was saying, like moments where Trump could have backed her in the corner and made her answer so that people can clearly see that she's being dishonest.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
What was the point of her looking at him the whole time?
Intimidation.
But she's not an intimidating-looking person.
Do you remember at the beginning of the debate when she tried to walk and give him a handshake, but he went straight behind
his head? Just to have
fun. That was hilarious. He could smell the weakness in there.
She was playing a game for sure.
They told her. They totally coached her, like, look at him and be intimidating.
But that was stupid.
You have to really be intimidated first.
All right. That was stupid. Like, the way she kept looking at him the whole time, like, what's wrong with you? Like she a black woman looking at her child. What did you think about her? Did you notice she was looking at him?
I didn't notice it that way, but I did notice that, and I wanted to see what you thought about it, is that I feel like people who are angriest or the people who are angry or emotional, they try to hide it by being kind or nice, right?
Yeah.
Like Trump came out, like, doing his thing and being how he is, aggressive and being like how he is. And that's just how he is. And everybody knows that is that way. Kamala tried to come out and be like the nice competitor, the fair competitor.
Your mama.
Yeah. And try to, but that's what anger and emotions do. They try to hide. And I feel like that was pretty evident to me.
Amazing.
Well.
True. The evidence was her dry throat. You see her going.
Yeah.
She was nervous. I love why you're so nervous.
So nervous.
Amazing. Yeah. And did you notice that she kept looking at Trump the whole time?
And he would not look back.
Right. Yeah. He didn't look at her at once. Not once. But and she's just stupid looking. I bet had he looked at her, she would have started crying. He looked at me. He was trying to intimidate me. He looked at me.
They're going to say in that watching the news, they're going to be like, Trump, so dismissive, wouldn't even look at a woman, the first woman nominee or something.
A black woman.
I mean? A black woman wouldn't even respect her and look at her. I could see the news saying it now.
Here's where Trump explained why Biden and Harris are allowing illegals into the country. Watch this from ABC.
We need two things. We need walls. We need, and we have to have it. We have to have borders, and we have to have good elections. Our elections are bad. And a lot of these illegal immigrants coming in, they're trying to get them to vote. They can't even speak English. They don't even know what country they're in practically. And these people are trying to get them to vote. And that's why they're allowing them to come into our country.
Amazing.
Illegals.
And that is so true. And Trump challenges Biden and Trump challenged Biden and Harris to sign a bill to close the border.
Why are we allowing these millions of people to come through on the southern border? How come she's not doing anything? And I'll tell you what I would do, and I would be very proud to do it. I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time. Go down to, because she's been so bad, it's so ridiculous. Go down to Washington, D.C. and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it. They don't need bills. They have the right to do it. The president of the United States, you'll get him out of bed. You'll wake him up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. You'll say, come on down to the office. Let's sign a bill. If he signs a bill that the border is closed, all he has to do is say it to the Border Patrol, who are phenomenal. If they do that, the border is closed.
Mr. President,
those people are killing many people, unlike J6.
Hank is saying he probably meant execute orders rather than a bill. Okay.
Right, because if she's part of, if she's working with the president, she, I guess he's asking her to go to the White House, go, let's end this debate and go to the White House, and then I guess she'd have the power to do an executive order. The bill would be Congress, I guess, huh?
I guess. Here is where Trump asks, why Camilla hasn't done anything in 3 years?
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do. But you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like we're not going to frack. We're not going to take fossil fuel. We're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation.
Amazing. Nice. And the last one, well, not last, two more. Trump explains why he got involved with the Taliban. This was deep.
If you take a look at that period of time, the Taliban was killing our soldiers, a lot of them, with snipers. And I got involved with the Taliban because the Taliban was doing the killing. That's the fighting force within Afghanistan. They don't bother doing that because, you know, they deal with the wrong people all the time. But I got involved, and Abdul is the head of the Taliban. He is still the head of the Taliban. And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for 18 months, we had nobody killed. We did have an agreement negotiated by Mike Pompeo. It was a very good agreement. The reason it was good, it was we were getting out. We would have been out faster than them, but we wouldn't have lost the soldiers. We wouldn't have left many Americans behind, and we wouldn't have left $85 billion worth of brand new, beautiful military equipment behind.
Gangster.
Camilla Harris looked like she landed on the wrong street.
Where am I? She's weaker than Joe.
She is. What a mess. Hmm. I can't believe there's even a discussion about this woman possibly even being a president.
I know.
It doesn't even make sense, but I understand. And the last soundbite, Trump claims from ABC, Trump claimed dogs are being eaten in Springfield, Ohio. In the dog breakfast this morning?
Because people want to take their country back. Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago, and what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III, just to go into another subject. What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Amazing.
Why is she so shocked?
She's not shocked. She's acting.
Yeah.
She can't say, no, that's wrong.
There's something I really love about this woman, but I'll tell you after.
Okay, let me take a quick break. I'll get a follow-up from the experts on that. And then your phone calls, 888-775-3773. Winner, loser last night during the presidential debate with President Trump and Kamala Harris. What a mess. Back in a moment, folks.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-Jesse. Talking about the debate last night, but first we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise at 12 noon. Very interesting discussion with a Satanist. Ooh. I had a talk with Joseph Rose, and he is a Satanist and the host of Hail Satan podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You are a Satanist.
Satan is a symbol for us, not an actual worship of the devil.
And so do you believe there is a God?
I do not. I never had love for my father. He was what I wanted to not be.
Who are you doing to hail Satan to if you don't believe Satan exists?
It's all about us. Hail yourself. Give me personal power. Make me feel good.
Black Sabbath or Metallica?
Now we're really talking about some serious stuff here.
It was... amazing. So this Friday at 12 noon, and you can support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate, or look into the descriptions there, go to locals.com. Locals, all right, and make your donation there. I hate is out today, so no hate report today. I thought it was interesting that how you believe you worship Satan or call, and don't believe Satan exists. Wait until you hear that. It was something there.
It looks interesting already. It looks like an interesting guy.
it was amazing. So I thought the debate was very interesting. I know what it feels like to go up against liberals, and they're always two or three against you. If you're a conservative, not especially a person like Trump, 99% of the time you're going to have to stand alone there and deal with all three of them. And as Trump had to do there, so I thought, considering that they questioned him more than they did her about what he had to say, as opposed to what she had to say, I thought he did a good job. He did the best he could with the mic being turned off and all that kind of stuff, right? I thought it was interesting that, once again, she was just all crappy emotional stuff. She really didn't talk about anything that she had done to make America better in the last 4 years. Nothing. Zero. And this woman seemed, I don't know, she seemed to love abortions.
Oh, yeah.
That woman seems to love abortion. Mm. Unless she's just pretending in order to get the white women to vote for her, because white women love abortion too. White educated women. If you want to have children, you better marry a white educated woman. You ain't going to have no baby. She ain't going to let that happen. Amazing. But it was interesting. I had no expectation, and so I was not let down. And I know a lot of people had expectation. Oh, Trump going to kick butt. Or they were saying she going to win and she going to kick butt. And we have expectations in life. You got to always be let down, right? So I had no expectations, so I wasn't disappointed. I did think that Trump missed that opportunity when the first question was like the home run question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I wish he had put that out there more so people would be conscious of it. But other than that, he did the best he could do.
Yeah.
Against all three of the Democrats.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Let me go to Robert out of Tennessee. Robert, you're on with the experts. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Hey, Robert, is well.
Hey, yeah, man. I just wanted to give a my opinion on what happened last night.
Yes.
I don't think neither, because I kind of had the same approach. You know, I kind of knew that it was going to be like some fraudulent activity, some suspect. ABC was, it was just going to be something fraudulent about the whole thing. I think Donald Trump knew that as well. So I don't think either candidate got a leg up on either one. I don't think anything going to change in that aspect. What it did was it gave the media more ammunition to be able to persuade the people that really hate Trump and the ones that's on the fence about whether or not they're going to vote for Trump. Because I don't think it's about getting Kamala Harris in. I think it's more about keeping Trump out.
Of course.
That's why they fueling the hate. Trump did this. Trump did that. Trump is all Trump's fault. They just constantly fueling the hate. And that's what it was about. And it kind of, to me, it looked at Trump didn't have that same spunk that he normally have, because I believe I know he's not defeated. It just looked like he's like over it, not over it to where he don't want to be the president anymore, but just over, like he kind of numb to it now is what I'm saying. Like this isn't new. I know the moderators are going to be biased. I know she's going to come out and talk to these same January 6th. it's just kind of like he was just totally unfazed, and to the people that can't see, it can come off as weakness. But Trump is kind of like numb to it. He came out throwing all type of fireballs and trying to throw haymakers, and it was just like, from him, it just was like, I didn't heard this before from, you know, the media. I done been on the opposing. I'd have been on Democratic ground. So he'd have heard all those talking points before.
Yeah.
So his body language was kind of lethargic. He was just laid back. It kind of looked laid back. And it was just like, I'm just going through the motions type of deal. Now,
Trump was like, Lord, let me get up and go out here and do this.
Yeah, that's kind of sort of what it looked like.
Get this hour done with these boring people, then I'm going on back home and go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of sort of what it looked like. Yeah. So, but I would say neither candidate won. I think it was actually a W for the liberal media, if you was to ask me, because they pulled them in to their grounds on a very, very large stage, and they was able to get more ammunition to be able to continue to push their narrative. Oh, Trump was weak. Kamala came out dominant. Kamala's body language was more dominant. They quote unquote gave her all the questions that everybody wanted to know, although she didn't answer it. But they can actually say that they asked her.
Right.
Is the economy better than how it was 4 years ago? fracking. You changed your opinions on all these. Yeah, so they asked her these questions, but they didn't double down on anything.
Right. It was kind of soft with her.
It's just shocking to me that, you know, the hate for Trump is what they plan on. That's really what they plan on.
Their hearts are wicked. Yeah, did you learn anything about Kamala Harris that you didn't already know or made you think that she was smart?
Yes.
And what was
how
that?
How to be sensational and over dramatize the issue to get the people excited. Like she even though it's malicious and she's lying, she did an excellent job at being a politician.
And she did the same thing she did at the so-called Democratic convention. It was just all emotional stuff. It was an act. It was just an act.
Yeah, and I watched it with a couple of people. My sister even called me, and you know, they was giving Kamala Harris props. So that kind of let me know that it's people that's really out here believing it.
Yeah.
So I would say she actually shocked me. I thought that she was gonna actually do a little bit worse than what she did. But as far as going out there being a politician that just know how to use words and be very sensational to get the people moving, I think she hit the mark on that one. I got to be honest.
I had no expectations. You guys, I want to say something. I had no expectations. So knowing that she was with ABC, that they were going to defend her, protect her, I wasn't surprised by anything. Now, if she had been on a Fox network or something like that, it'd have been a little different. Yes, you guys want to say something?
Yeah, I don't even think that she was sensational to me, in my opinion. I don't think that she brought any spark. And I understand what you're saying, but I don't think that she did anything special. One thing I'll say is that I don't know too much about her, so I didn't know that she was going to be able to at least put sentences together. Same with Biden. I didn't know that. But I guess she has to be able to know how to do that if she's a politician. But I don't even think that she was exciting. I don't think that she was, even emotional enough for her group. I don't think there was nothing special about
it. Some of the liberal women fell for it.
For sure.
These are the
Democrats, though, and you got to understand they've set a high. But they had Obama.
Yeah.
They set a high bar in their emotional way of presenting things. If anything, Kamala felt, in my opinion, felt quite short of what the Democrats can produce.
I'm sure it's like
DEI Obama.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about commentary?
I think you're making a lot of good points, Robert. I got to say, I've heard a lot of this. I've heard this from a few people that, but the media, they got a bunch of ammunition. They're just going to be able to. This is par for the course, guys. This is how it's been. That the media is going to, you know, this is not our first rodeo in a sense. You know, been like this. Let's not start saying like, oh no, the media is going to lie. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. What are you about to say, Robert?
No, I was going to say when I was saying sensational, she just, you know, I think she did. I was talking about just being over dramatic, selling it with a lot of fluff, selling it with a lot of emotion attached to it, kind of like sensationalizing her ideas to make people feel a certain type of way.
Yeah.
And as far as like, because I'm looking at it from the point of view of who's the target audience. They are trying to attack the people that's on, to me, they are trying to attack the people that's on the fence.
Yeah,
people are starting to see
the
truth.
They want what they call the moderate people, right? Independent people.
That's not how it felt like last night. It felt like Trump was talking to his base.
Yeah. Oh, Trump.
Right.
Oh,
and
okay.
Kamala too, where she tried.
It's
abortion,
amazing how
blah,
the Democrats
blah, blah.
Are so emotional. They don't care about real stuff in life. They just want to feel good.
Yeah.
Kick.
And then my last point, as far as them talking to the people that's undecided.
Yeah, I look like Stevie Wonder?
Huh?
I have on my glasses. Do I look like Stevie Wonder?
Oh, man, I can't see. I'm
a, oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, but, I'm on the phone.
But go ahead.
But yeah, I was just saying, just the people that's undecided, that they can actually see what this administration has not done and what they have done, which is pretty much got the economy in the mix, got us in proxy wars and all these things, yeah, and making life a little bit more difficult. But in the inside of that realization is still their hate for Trump. And
oh,
I think that's, so it's kind of like they're battling their hate for Trump and the reality of this administration. And I think that's what the liberal media is trying to feed those people. That's just what I took from it and from the people that I've talked to about it within the community that I'm in.
Can you imagine having to live it on Earth and being the type of man that Trump is and so hated by the people? Can you imagine? How do you live with that? I know how he does it, but to those who don't understand, how do you live with that type of hatred? And they hate Donald Trump. They don't like try to hate him.
Yeah.
Or want to hate him. They hate him.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I be going through stuff in life, man. I look at the things this guy has endured over these past couple years, and I don't worship Trump at all. I just look at it for what it is, man. This man has overcame the law, being attacked by the media in all type of ways, you know. I think people forget that this man is a father. This man is a grandfather.
Yeah.
You know, I think people actually forget these things, that outside of all this stuff, Trump is a family man.
And he survived an attempted assassination. Yeah.
Think about that. They didn't even bring that up last night.
Oh, yeah. Right. He almost died.
They're not going to touch that.
So, man. Yeah, so.
I appreciate your call, Robert.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all. And I appreciate y'all again, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Thanks,
all right.
888-7753-773.
Yeah, like, you also got to, just to that last point, you also got to acknowledge that not only is he receiving all this hate and this backlash, he also has to go out to the public and keep a straight face. He also has to be unfazed by it and not overreact. You know what I mean? The Democrats don't have this type of pressure that Trump has. And yet he's able to go out there and still be solid and still make the right moves and not overreact. And, like, he could have cussed her out. And rightly so.
They love cussing you out.
But
they love cussing you out.
But, you know, I think the only thing.
And they don't curse you out. They cuss you out.
Why are you cussing?
You know, but I think. And my last point on Kamala is, I think that, and I understand what he's saying, and I'm not trying to put that down, but to me, it just doesn't even feel sensational or doesn't even feel exciting or anything. The only thing to me that she had is that she has these little things that people can latch onto, like when she says that Trump is a dangerous president and all the war leaders hate him.
Right.
Yeah,
that's all they have.
That's all she has to say, and that's the only thing I think people, the emotional people, are going to latch onto is those words, not her sensationalism.
Right.
She only had one thing going for her, one only.
Yeah.
And I thought about it.
And because people are so shallow. Oh, sorry.
She has good hair.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm. Have you known her hair is not nappy?
Yeah. Okay.
She has good hair. She doesn't wear a fro.
That's that Indian in her.
Yeah. That's that Indian hair, black people. Black people pay a lot of money for some Indian hair.
Yeah.
I think hers is real, all right?
You can take an Indian girl, you can tie her up on a tree from that hair. It's so strong.
Yeah, she had good hair.
Yeah.
That's that good hair.
Amazing. Ruth.
To a coconut tree.
Ruth is the first time caller out of... Texas. Ruth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Awesome. Hi, Jesse, and everyone else on the show. How are you guys doing?
All is well. Hey. Thanks for calling, Ruth.
Yeah, so I'm not calling anything about the election, but I do have a
question
for you.
Yeah.
So So how do I do a better job of encouraging my husband to lead if he is, I guess, not confident about decisions that he makes?
What do you, repeat that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, how do I do a better job in encouraging my husband to lead when he is afraid to make decisions?
By just working on you, and you become a light, and he might see it. And the light will shine on you, and you will see how, when to speak up to him about that and not to. Just take your eyes off him and work on you.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So that I'm not, I guess, discouraging him by focusing on him. Is that
right? Right. So you don't judge him. You don't try to make him be what you want him to be. You know, impose upon him your will upon him.
Okay.
Are you working on yourself?
I am trying. I know there's things I need to work on.
Like what, for an example?
For an example, being patient with him, not expecting him to make decisions right away, or maybe there's things that he might need to work on, but realizing that it takes time instead of being frustrated.
I want you to take your eyes completely off of him and just look at you. You're going to be surprised what you're going to find within yourself. It's going to be shocking.
Right, yeah.
Did you know that you were evil?
Oh, yes. I know I'm sinful and nothing good could come from me. Yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Well, I know you ask this question a lot, but I guess in my situation, I think I'm still working through it. I don't really know.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Forgiveness is one of those iffy things. Like, I don't withhold from her.
What?
I don't withhold myself from her, so I don't really know. Sorry.
See, the baby said you lying. The baby lied. She lying.
Well, I guess one thing I need to forgive her is not being there for me, but...
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I guess not.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I guess no.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Forgive her for what exactly?
Well, you just said one thing about her, for her not being there. That was one thing. But have you forgiven your mother?
I mean, I don't hold it against it from her, honestly.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
So you you went to your mother and forgave her?
I didn't go to her, but it's something that I had to do in my own heart. And
well, how did you forgive her if you didn't go to her? And forgive.
I stopped withholding myself from her. Or
what does that mean, withholding myself from her?
So, I avoided. I used to avoid talking to her and...
Can you hold for me, Ruth?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, more of your phone call, more discussion on Trump and the stupid debate with that stupid woman. Hate news. Who's doing the hate news? You're doing it? Oh, the hate news, not the fake news. Doing by Nick. I'll be back in a moment.
I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America. From the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood.
They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot. Wait, no. Let's not just go start stealing Hake Report. This is Knit News. We'll do it our own way. Just kidding. Shout out to the Hake Report. We're always giving an homage to the Hake. Knit News, not the. So the debate was last night, and we're going to go to the ladies at the Skim for this one. The ladies at the Skim will carry today's news a little bit. It started with a handshake, but then it went like this. Talk about the debate a bit. You know, as you know, last night, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump faced off for the first time in what may be their only debate before Election Day. The presidential nominees answered questions on foreign policy, fracking, January 6th, and immigration. Throughout the night, Harris repeatedly put Trump on the defensive, riling him up over his criminal cases, Project 2025, and crowd sizes. Some say that that's what set him off. You're talking about the crowd sizes. You don't know what you're talking about. We're going off script, and we're taking her down. In a strong moment for Harris, the VP said Trump hand-selected the three Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, leading to Trump abortion bans. Trump would not answer if he would sign a national abortion ban as president, but said he's been a leader on fertilization, presumably meaning in vitro fertilization. On immigration, the former president repeated his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance's false claims about immigrants stealing pets in Ohio. So you mean he took the side of the people reporting this as opposed to the mainstream media and the corrupt establishment? Who's the candidate for the people? Right off the bat, the Skim says, the night struck a noticeably different tone and pace than the Trump-Biden debate nearly 2 months ago. Highlighting how much the race has shifted. At one point, Harris even had to explicitly remind Trump, you're not running against Joe Biden. Maybe because it feels like the same, if not worse. I think Biden was a little tougher, if you ask me. Get Joe back. You might do better. You are running against me. While Trump's advisors hoped he would focus on the issues. Nice. Don't do what the advisors say, Trump. Be a man. Rack on. He took the VP's bait. Went on long and false tangents, according to the Skim, and wasn't a fan of the on-the-spot fact-checking. Yeah, 3-on-1, but whatever. A little more, move it to a different story here. Police confrontations with the Miami Dolphins player reignites use of force concerns. Now, you may remember this. Tyreek Hill, JLP, played this yesterday on the show. A traffic stop involving Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is under investigation and has put a spotlight on how, when, and upon whom police use force. Here's what happened. Police stopped Hill for speeding this past Sunday before his brief football game of the season. After a brief exchange with one of the officers who repeatedly told Hill to keep his car window rolled down, the situation escalated quickly. Police body cam footage shows officers handcuffing Hill and forcing him face first onto the ground. Hill said his recent experience reflects the talk. Oh, Lord, they're talking about the talk. You mean the conspiracy theories that black parents put in their children? Many black families must have with their kids about the realities of driving as a black person in America. Black drivers stopped for the traffic violations are more likely to experience the threat or use of force by police, according to a national law enforcement survey. A lot of assumptions. Maybe the body cams will reveal the thing, the X factor that's causing all this threats or use of forces against the black people. A finding echoed by the Bureau of Justice Statistics special report. In a statement earlier this week, the Dolphins called it heartbreaking to see officers use unnecessary force and hostility against players like Hill. Local police union countered that the officers involved were following protocol because Hill was uncooperative. The mayor says the incident is under review. Can you review the video? The Skim, in these last few seconds, they are saying that doctors may be performing unnecessary C-sections on black women. A new study suggests doctors are more likely to perform cesareans on black mothers. More medical racism? How about we just leave it at that? More news later, because right now we're coming back to JLP Hour 2. Peace.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse. And my brand new biblical question is a doozy. This question is so deep, it made you want to slap your mama. It is an amazing question. Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Why? Why? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And if you're about and out and about, you're eating up the ducks in the ponds, and you're not supposed to, but you're illegally, you don't know no better. You're eating up the pond, the ducks in the pond at the park. Can you imagine somebody eating up the duck? They like cut the duck's head off and eat, according to the report, and eating the duck. Don't eat the ducks in the pond. The blast, according to the report, the blast down in Ohio, and they're from Haiti, eating the ducks in the park, pond. That's supposed to be beauty. You know, you walk by. How come the animal rights people are not mad about that?
And they're surprised. People are surprised as if that's not happening. What do you mean?
No.
This is what they do.
They eat pond ducks and cats and dogs and everything.
Yeah.
What a mess. But anyway, if you are about doing all that and you don't have time to watch the show because you're eating the ducks, or in the cats and the dogs, you could be listening to the show while you're trying to catch them by calling 60, the listen line is 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I was talking to a friend last night about the Haitian eating the ducks. And he was telling me that, because he's from, what's the name of that little country right next to Haiti?
Dominican Republic.
And he was saying that the Dominican Republican people don't allow the Haitians to come into there. There are a whole bunch of Haitians over in their little area in their town. And they were trying to get them out of there. And they black. Everybody black. The Dominicans are black. and the Haitian people are black, but the Dominican public do not want the Haitian people over there. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The Dominicans have a beautiful wall.
And we can't have no wall. But anyway, I want to go quickly back to Ruth. And when I finish with Ruth, we're going to finish with the callers and others about the Trump and Kamala Harris debate and my expert. And then we're going to get to real talks. Not that politics is not real. It is real, but it's not real. It
theater.
And what?
Theater.
Yeah. Ruth, out of Texas. So Ruth won't help in how to deal with her husband when he won't take the lead. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, Jesse, I have.
And you told her?
I haven't told her.
Well, how have you forgiven her if you have not told her?
I've forgiven her in my heart, not to withhold against her. She doesn't believe she did anything wrong.
Does she need to believe it in order for you to forgive her?
No, no.
And did God tell you to go to them and forgive them, and I will forgive you when you forgive them? Or did he tell you, just do it in your heart?
I didn't realize I had to tell her.
Yeah, I
can definitely tell her. It's not an issue.
You won't be afraid to?
What did you say?
Are you going to be afraid to tell her?
No, I don't want to hear her say that she didn't do anything wrong. I'm willing to tell her. Like, I'm not afraid of her, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you don't need her to admit she did anything wrong or not. It's on her.
Yeah.
That's her hell, not your hell. You want to come out of your hell and have a real life. And the only only way you're going to come out, you got to forgive her. And then God will forgive you. He'll set you free.
Okay.
And have you forgiven your mother, your father, for not protecting you from her?
For not, can you say that one more time? Sorry.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No, I have not forgiven my father.
Why not?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of my life struggles is because he's not there. And
it is just, because he wasn't
there.
There's a constant
reminder, and I'm constantly needing to forgive him, but I really do struggle with that.
And so how is it that you have your eyes on your husband judging him when you got all the stone all in your body?
Yeah.
How is that?
Well, I am very sinful, yeah.
So how is it that you're judging your husband when you yourself are not free?
Right.
No, that was a question. That was a question.
Contradicting. Yeah, it's ironic. It's wrong of me to do that.
Yeah.
The answer, yeah.
And so let me ask, are you doing the silent prayer, my silent prayer?
I don't know what the silent prayer is, but I do pray.
And how do you pray when you pray?
Well, I always give thanks, and then I, if I need to confess my sins, then I confess. And if I need to work on anything or I have any worries in my heart, I pray about that, and I pray that I will live to glorify God, that I will bear good fruit.
And if you notice none of your prayers are being answered?
Some of them are not.
None of them are being answered. Well, Satan answered a few of them, but have you noticed that they're not being answered?
Well, I mean,
you still have a sinful heart. You still judge your husband. You're still impatient with the kids. You're still unhappy with them. And yet you're begging God, please help me. He won't help you. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yes, I have. Yeah.
And so why do you think he's not helping you?
Because my focus is not on living for God, but more living for myself right now.
And also because God does not have anything to do with your prayer when you're whining, begging, and crying.
Yeah.
And you're praying to the devil all in the name of Jesus. You need to do the silent prayer, be still, and let go, and he'll take over. Then he can help you. Do the rebuildingtheman.com/prayer.
Okay.
So start working on you, and then you will see how to help your husband or whatever.
Okay.
So
thank you, Jesse.
Can you give me an example of something that you want him to do and he doesn't do it?
Well, we definitely do have struggles with in-laws, and you know, he might struggle to protect me at times, and I get frustrated at that. I don't expect him to say something, but I get frustrated when he doesn't.
Give me an example when you mean, if you can, about struggling with in-law. Like who, his mother, or who? What do you mean by that?
Yes, his mother mainly.
And what type of struggle you have with her?
I guess she doesn't. She treats me like I took her son away from her.
Yeah.
Or
mothers
like
are jealous of women who their sons marry because they want the sons for themselves. They want to be married to the sons.
Yeah, and it makes it hard because I mean, I want their approval, but so I guess he has a hard time saying anything, and sometimes I'm okay with it. Other times it does get to me because I feel like I'm having to protect myself.
Does she come over to your house or something?
No, we go over there regularly.
Why?
Well, you know, he knew his life was his family. He's very close with them, I guess.
But he doesn't need to be close to them. He has his own family now.
Yeah, he doesn't quite understand that we don't need to depend on them.
So when you tell him, I'm not going over there because your mother's trying to control you and I'm trying to control you, I'm tired of fighting over control of you.
Well, I still go when he wants to go because
why?
I don't, that's right for me to, I feel like that would be unsubmissive of me.
No, you don't have to go over to his mother's house. What the?
Yeah.
His mother is evil. You don't need to go around her. And you can be honest with the mother and him. Hey, you're evil. I'm not coming over to see you because if my husband want to go, that's on him. But I'm not coming over there. I see that you're evil, and you and I are fighting, trying to control him, and I'm tired of the fight. Why don't you tell her that?
Oh, I don't think you'd be happy to hear that.
But how do you know when you haven't told him?
Well, he's already very defensive of them. He thinks that I hate them when all I just want is peace with them. But, you know, I'm not treated well by them, so I don't really know.
All married women have to go through fight. If the husband is weak, they have to fight with the husband's mother because the mother is jealous of the woman that's married to her son. She want him for her boyfriend. She want him to be her husband. And here's this woman in between them. And then now the wife is fighting with the mother because the wife want to control the man too. And it's all about fighting over control of the man. Both are trying to control him. If you were not trying to control him, you would be able to tell his mother how the cow ate the cabbage.
How to what?
You would be able to tell him, his mother, how the cow ate the cabbage.
Oh.
Meaning to tell her that, you know what? I see that you're jealous of us. You constantly want to fight us. I'm staying away from you.
We're not going over like every weekend, but, you know, we're definitely trying to stay away and trying to make sure that he's there with me. when I go, because if he's not there or if he's out of sight, things go bad. So
you go over there sometimes without him?
I used to let them hang out with the kids, but I've learned that it's just best to go when he's there.
Yeah, or don't go at all. You don't have any obligation to his family, period. Your obligation is to him.
How about the grandkids?
They have their daddy and their mama. They don't need granddaddy or grandmama.
That is really hard to understand because, you know, he's raised with the mentality of, you know, you got to live 5 minutes away from us. And you guys have to come over as often as you can. And
well, that's the brainwashing that mothers do to the sons and daughter, really. And they make them feel guilty if they don't do it. Because I'm your mother, I raised you, and I did this, and I did it. But they're lying in order to control you. God said when you get married, the man should take his family far away from his family and her family. If God said you shouldn't be near them, how do you let the mother convince you that you should be near them?
Yeah, that doesn't work out too well.
No, it doesn't. And did you know he was a mama's boy before you married him?
No, it didn't occur to me. But, you know, he only had about a month before we got married away from his family. He's been with them his whole life. And I don't want to tell him that because that's not encouraging to him, you know.
It doesn't need to be encouraging. It just needs to be the truth without anger.
Okay.
You be honest with your husband about that, but just don't be angry. And don't you try to control him either.
Right, yeah. I'm learning that I need to help him make decisions. But he's, you know, he doesn't feel confident, and I'm not helping him if I'm constantly telling him what to do either.
Right, so absolutely. Happens is after a while, you'll be the mama, he'll be the boy. It'll feel like you have another child.
Sometimes.
See, you're already feeling that way. How old are you?
I'm 28.
And how old is he?
He's the same age, 28.
Oh, okay. So how many kids you guys have?
Two kids.
Nice. So here's what I recommend. Do what you want, of course, but I recommend you be absolutely honest with him about his mother. Your mother hate me. And I hate her. And we both try to control you. So I'm staying away from her. And I'm going to work on myself to overcome the desire to control you. And you start working on you, and you're going to see some amazing thing happen in your life.
Okay.
And don't be angry at him because he just doesn't, based on what you've said, he just doesn't know. He doesn't know yet because he's just going by what he's been taught by his mother. And he's not, I don't know if he's working on himself or not, but he's doing the best he could.
Yeah, he's providing and everything. He's doing the best that he could.
And mothers are evil. They have no love. It's all about themselves.
Yeah, we're all selfish, yeah.
So work on yourself and let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jesse.
Anything you disagree with about that I've said?
I think everyone is evil.
You're right. Every human being is evil.
Yeah. I don't disagree with it. I guess the only thing is that maybe we shouldn't spend time. We shouldn't allow them to be with their grandparents.
No, don't let them be, because you'll destroy them too. In the same way she destroyed your husband and the rest of her children.
Okay.
You tell her not to give them any candy. Don't give the kids any candy. She's like, oh, okay. And as soon as you walk out the door, she'll give them candy and tell them not to tell you.
Yeah, I'm scared that will start to happen.
Yeah, she's evil.
And there's some things I could let go, you know, and there's things that are worth battling over and things that are not.
There's nothing worth battling over. Stay away from her and lay your weapon down. You don't need to fight with her about anything. Leave her to hell, and you work on you.
Okay. I'll definitely work on myself, because that's all I can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you, Justin.
And start doing the silent prayer.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah, you can do your little hoop of the holland prayer until you see it's not going to work. But when you're doing with your hoop of the holland, be still and know God and let God take over your life. Let the truth take over.
Okay.
I wish you well, yeah. Ruth.
Thank you, Jesse. I really appreciate you spending time to talk to me.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Will do.
Okay. Amazing. Yeah.
I want to say so bad. Ruth, right?
Yeah.
I know that she means well and stuff like that, and I know that she's trying to get it right. That's why she calls in. But I realize this is a constant pattern that a lot of women tend to do, is they tell everybody in the world about their problems with the husband or the boyfriend, but him.
Right.
He has no idea.
Well, if they do talk to him, they'd be mad, so they're just going to argue anyway.
But a lot of the times I find that they're hiding this from him because they don't want to maybe avoid arguments.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't keep him in the dark about this. Maybe he will change if he knows certain things or whatever the case is. But they never go direct. I just seen this a lot in personal life, in the people around me. They won't just talk about it. They won't go to him.
Well, you're supposed to go to him. That would show love. You don't want to show no love. What now? Let me go quickly to Ronnie out of Ohio about the debate. Let's see here. Ronnie, thank you for calling, Ronnie, and thanks for holding. You're on the air with my experts.
Hey, Uncle Jesse. Hey, experts. How y'all doing?
All is well, Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey. What's up, Ronnie?
What's going on?
You got it.
Yep. So, yeah, I've been listening to the discussion about the debate, and I guess since you all think Trump won, that would mean that I disagree with everybody because I thought that Kamala won.
And why did you think she won?
I think that Trump did a lot of talking to try to stoke fear in the people and say he's trying to scare people into voting for him. And I think that's a terrible approach. I don't think he really spoke on anything that he did specifically during his 4 years as president. He said things like we had the best economy ever, which is subjective. He said he had no inflation.
That's true. When he was there, gas prices were lower, taxes were less, the wall was going up, drill, baby, drill was happening, so a lot of jobs were there. He made this deal where Mexico had to work with us and not against us. Crime wasn't out of control. So he did do those things.
So, again, what he said was subjective. He didn't give any specifics. And even the talking points, the three examples you just kind of gave, they're kind of vague. You can't really give a president credit for having...
I wasn't vague at all about that.
Those are specific examples.
If I asked you to speak specifically on the deal with Mexico, I don't think we would get anywhere.
They made a trade deal that if Mexico kept work with America to keep the illegal aliens on that side of the border, then they're going to do a trade deal where they're going to work with Mexico. But if Mexico didn't, then we were not going to work with them in trade. And so Mexico said, okay, see, senor, we'll work with you. And the illegal alien situation went down.
So what problem did that? You saying that solved the problem of illegal immigration?
Yeah.
Illegal alien coming over in the thousands as they are now.
If it solved the problem, how is it still a problem today then?
Biden got rid of it as soon as he got in, remain in Mexico and all the COVID stuff.
Hold on. If somebody fixes a problem, then it's fixed. I don't think there was ever a time during Trump's presidency where we could say illegal immigration is under control or the problem at the border has been fixed. There's no point in time, not even for 2 weeks.
But you're using words to make it look like something else. No one said that it was fixed. It was being worked on where Mexico and the United States were working together. The wall was going up. The flow of illegal aliens coming into our country were few. and they were being deported, and the Border Patrol people was working down on the border there. Things were working. And when Biden, as Nick just said, when Biden got in, all that changed. They stopped the building of the wall, and they even had bought material to finish the wall. He paid off the workers and said, no, don't finish, here's your money. And then they lost the trade deal with Mexico.
Okay, so then I think it would be safer to say that...
Because they wanted the very first day they got in office.
Okay, so would it be safer to say that Trump put a Band-Aid on the problem instead of saying that he fixed it?
No, that would be untrue to say that.
So you're saying that he fixed it, and then you're saying that Biden came in and broke it. That's what your argument
is? What's your point, though?
Yeah, I don't know what you keep...
I was talking and trying to explain why I thought Kamala won, and I kind of got sidetracked.
You're not making any sense about what you're saying about what Trump did.
Well,
but go ahead.
Trying to get at, and you kind of stopped me while I was explaining it because you wanted to talk about the Mexico thing. I was trying to talk about Trump and Kamala.
I know, but you were saying that last night Trump didn't say what he did. He did say what he did. He had done those things. It wasn't untrue. But what did Kamala Harris do to make you think she won?
Okay, so this is what I'm speaking to. Trump, instead of talking about the specific things that he fixed while he was president for 4 years, he's trying to scare people into voting for them. On the other side, Kamala was at least given plans, parts of her plan that she has. I still don't really know what parts specifically Trump has when it comes to plans. He didn't speak on his health care plan. He didn't speak on what he plans on doing next. His whole thing was, you got to get these people out of office, because if she gets in, it'll be World War III, blah, 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 a whole lot of scare tactics.
That's not true, Ronnie. He did speak about the plan. He talked about immigration. He talked about the main things that are causing the problems in the country right now, immigration. And he said that a bunch of times. Not only that, all Kamala said is she wanted to do the senior citizens, small business loans, stuff like that. She didn't really talk about the real issues going on. So I don't understand how you're saying that Trump didn't talk about it.
Were you scared? Oh, were you made afraid by Trump's comments and then brought in and you liked Kamala? Is that your reaction when you saw the debate? You saw Kamala speak and you liked her? And you were afraid of Trump?
So y'all both asked two things. I think I'm going to address Nick first. No, Trump doesn't scare me.
But why are you saying you were scared, and if you didn't feel afraid, how do you know anybody else felt afraid?
You can see it when people respond in their any MAGA hat person that you see in an interview, they will talk to you about how bad Kamala would be. Let me answer the question. Let me answer the question.
How do you know people felt afraid from last night's debate if you didn't feel the fear?
It's the same, because Trump said the same things last night that he's been saying since 2015. It's the same thing. It's the same talking points. He says he'll fix the border, but y'all just talked to me about how he didn't really fix it.
You said it. Speaking specifically,
right, we didn't say that. So you saying that?
I didn't. So let me try to answer Nick's question. Y'all asked me. I got two people asking me questions, and then I got Uncle Jesse interrupting me while I'm trying to answer.
Four on one.
It's terrible. Well, the debate didn't have a lot of interrupting. And usually when they would ask one question, it would be one immediate answer. So
go ahead.
This isn't really like the debate. It's kind of like a tornado of things. Nick, no, I wasn't scared. Trump doesn't scare me. He's been saying the same thing he said since 2015. And if you want to see the evidence of people being scared, you got people that spend, I don't know how much of their income on Trump flags. They do Trump parades, all out of fear of Democrats getting in the office. You can see it. Joel's question.
And so when they buy Democrats,
people are so scared that if Kamala gets in office, there'll be World War III.
When they buy Democrat merch, are they buying it out of fear too?
Yes, I would. Some of them are. You got a lot of people that are afraid of
Trump
getting in.
Wrong about the World War III comments.
You got a lot of people that are afraid of Kamala getting in office. And Democrats getting in office.
They're just afraid because they don't want to lose their country. And the Democrats have proven that if they stay in there, it's over for America when it comes to the economy and everything, the safety and everything. You should be concerned about that, too.
I'm concerned about it, but I'm not. I think people look at the president of the United States as having all this power over their life, and whoever's in there really makes or breaks the next 4 years of their life. And that's what I'm saying. Those people that vote that way out of fear.
Are you going to vote for Kamala Harris?
I'm thinking about it.
What?
I'm still undecided. I'm an independent voter. I'm still undecided.
Well, you better independent down there with Trump. Thank you, Ronnie. I got to take a break. Thank you, Ronnie. Back in a moment.
From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Thank you, Ronnie from Ohio. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. The hate report is no hate report today. He's out today. So no hate report. At 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. I don't know if y'all saw it yesterday. The American Anchor Baby carried the debate live on his show. So I think some of you saw that. And so I'm sure he's going to be dealing with some of that today at 4 p.m. And don't forget, for personal shout-outs, go to, for personal shout-out, I'll do them myself. I will do them. Go to, for birthday shout-outs, wedding, anniversary, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me do some cameos. Cameo.
And then,
I mean, super chat. What the? You black. Super chats. I know. That's what would confuse me, too. You agree, so I thought I was saying the right thing. What the? Nah. Super chat.
Super
chat.
Let me swamp to me. Wait.
So Hake is out, so everything is put on a beta.
All right, starting off these super chats here. This one's from, I want to say, let's say, this is Cornerstone Media. Thank you so much for your Cash App.
Says, thank you.
This is for the Haitians eating ducks in the park. What the? Amazing.
How come the Haitians don't know you're not supposed to eat the ducks in the park pond?
That's what they do.
Those are not like real ducks for a meal.
Ain't no foie gras. We got.
I wonder if the Haitian people bring their little voodoo stuff over here, too.
Yo.
Maybe they use the duck for the blood.
A good question.
Ooh.
Mm. A fantastic question.
Religious. It's in the blood. Amazing. Thank you.
We got coffees. Thank you so much. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Danny Moore says, all right, Jesse and the lads, surely Joel must be demoted to T-Boy after this silly nonsense. and that was from yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll demote him.
Danny Moore says, all right, Jesse and the lads, can we get a beta for all those who think the father should go to prison?
Beta! it's interesting how they will only put the white fathers in prison. It had nothing to do with what the Son Act was, right? And who determined what's underage? Who made up that rule? Who was underage? Because in the good old days, if you were 14 or 15 and you wanted to leave home and go out and get married, do your own thing, that was fine. So who made the rule about what age you are? The government did. And I noticed that I was reminded by this lady that is very smart. And she talked about how they are, what's her name? Oh, Hate sent that to me yesterday. She talked about how they're putting white men in prison for what the children do, the action of the kids, but they're not putting the black men in prison for the action of their children, and they're killing kids, killing people every day in the hood. I forgot her name.
Heather McDonald?
Yeah, Heather McDonald. I've had her on the show a couple of times. A smart lady. And I thought that was such a deep point that she made. I even said on my show yesterday, they're doing this to the white man right now, but they're going to do it to you too. Mm-hmm. But they're going after the white man right now. She made the point. I'm going to have to get on the show to talk about that.
Alpha female.
They're not putting the black men in jail, black men and women in jail for what their children are doing. And if they did, all the blacks will be in prison. Amazing.
I agree.
So thank you. Thank you, Heather McDonald.
Appreciate that. Buy me.
Thank you. Hate sent that to me right now, too. But go ahead. Thank you, Nick.
Couple more coffees. Mike Young, back-to-back coffee, says, hey, Jesse, I watched the debate, and I will have to say that it really doesn't matter if Trump won the debate or not, because like you said, the Democratic Party is so eager for power over the people, it's not even funny. It's so unfortunate that there are so many voters in this country that picks feelings over what is right, and that's the reason why I said a while back, if most of the people in this were born again of the spirit of the Father, then I would be scared to bet you Trump would win in a landslide big time. What do you think, Jesse and James Hake? You could chime in too if you want. Thank you, Mike. Sorry for the long rant.
But you're right, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He rants further. Hey, Jesse, the order of God is being destroyed by the fact that men are weak and pathetic because there's no way and no reason why Kamala should be running for president. And I'm sure, Jesse, that you know that if men and women want Kamala over Trump, then they clearly don't believe in God, period.
Well, the order of God is not being destroyed. You can't destroy the order of God just because you don't do it. You destroy yourself. You can't destroy the order. The truth always is the truth, no matter what. It doesn't change for anyone. It's just that you end up destroying yourself when you get away from it. Thank you, Mike.
I think I'm supposed to say keep it pithy, but yeah, I have lower standards than the white man.
Keep it pithy. What the?
Derek with a coffee says, Jesse, if a parent finds the father and forgives, do their children still need to forgive them? Or would the impact of the traumas they impose have been dropped with they not self?
What's that now?
Maybe written a little funny, but essentially he's saying, if let's say you're the parent, you find your father, you forgive. Do your children still need to forgive you since you dropped all the traumas and all this?
But if you have truly forgive, then your heart changed from anger, to love, and you start your own family. You're not going to pass on hate to your children. That's when you start a new generation of love.
What about if you had kids? Maybe this is what they mean. But if you had kids already and they were already messed up, and then you forgave?
That's what they're asking.
I think that's what it looks like, in my opinion.
Restate the question,
Jesse. If a parent finds the father and forgives, do their children still need to forgive them? Meaning the father that just forgave.
But that's a solid idea. They already have children. Make it clear. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Make it. The question is not clear. Do you mean if you already have children? Or if you make children once you have forgiven. Make it clear for me. I appreciate it. Thank you. You can call in 888-7753-773. Thank you.
Someone bought you a coffee, says, Satanism is interesting because Satan makes a fool of his own followers by deceiving them into believing he doesn't exist. Meanwhile, they call themselves Satanists.
I'm like, how are you Satan if you don't believe Satan exists? It's like, what?
And then he says, I worship myself.
And that's a brand new episode of The Fallen State coming up this Friday. You don't want to miss it, folks. Thank you.
No Mo Thoughts with a Coffee says, Jesse, can you help me understand something from the Bible? I realize I don't really understand how exactly was evil defeated through Jesus. Was it in the desert when Satan tempted Jesus and he didn't listen like Adam and Eve? Or was it something else? I would appreciate clarity on this.
It was when Christ went down into hell and he defeated death because he was not supposed to be there. He had not done anything wrong. And he was not supposed to be accepted into hell. And so when Satan accepted him, that was all set up, by the way, so that he could defeat the devil, to defeat evil. And so that's why it happened. Satan never should have taken Christ into hell. He had not done anything wrong. Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chills, thank you so much for the support. Trump told Kamala how the cow ate the cabbage last night. Excuse me, I'm speaking. Sound familiar?
Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Trump hit her with that one.
Yeah.
And we got Pastor Chatterley on Rumble. Thanks for the Rumble rants. Shout out Rumble.com.
Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Building. Oh, yeah.
Pastor Chatterley writes, Building 7 did not Epstein itself. Happy 9/11.
Thank you. Amazing.
We got more coffees. KB in Ohio bought you a coffee. Good morning. Jesse Trump won hands down. This is MAGA Nation. Did you hear that Kamala's earrings were those Nova 11 audio earrings? She was coached the entire debate. Shame on you, liberals. That's unsubstantiated claims, right. KB.
Yeah, KB. I don't know if that's true or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if we found out that that was true. Because the Democrats are desperate and they would do anything. But I have no proof of that. And it sounds funny.
C on C, three coffees. Thank you so much. Trump ate again. Amazing.
Nice. That,
I can't say that, C on C. That itch was making all types of faces. LOL, happy Ethiopian New Year. Y'all come back now, you hear? We don't eat cats or any duck on our holiday. Ew. Don't the Bible tell us what to eat specifically? People eat weird, unclean stuff and act like that weird animal. You are what you eat, folks. Leave the poor cats alone. Jesse loves cats and German Shepherd only. Or maybe he loves Sandman type of dogs.
Don't eat the ducks at the park, black people. What the? Maybe they use it for voodoo blood, though. Who knows?
It's their religious freedom.
Who knows?
Oh, right. Lord. King Alpha Nerd says, so 12 hours removed and now I see black people. Wakanda forever.
I see black people. Thank you.
We got Derek with a coffee. ABC moderator wanted to pretend Haitians aren't eating cats, and there's body cam video to show the truth of it.
Right.
The media and government hate you, your children, and your country.
What a mess. I want my country back, but I'm not going to get it back. It's not coming back. But at least we have Trump to make it function for a minute. And hopefully after that, somebody else will take his place. Amazing. Thank you. Can you hold right there, Nick?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all. I want to get you some more calls. And then I got to let my experts go. Y'all want to say anything so far? Anything you have to say? Let me go to Greg out of Florida. He's been waiting a while. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
All's well, sir. How about you, man? You sound good.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I was going to make a comment on a debate I watched last night, but I first wanted to say... I first wanted to say Ronnie, the call a while ago.
From Ohio.
He's the prime example why Trump, I don't think, will win, because you got too many people with his mindset. They hate the man more than they love his policies. And people are emotional now, and they're going to vote for somebody based off, do I like them, instead of... And I can tell you, as a business owner, since Biden's been in office, my business has been terrible. I'm making it, but when Trump was in office, I was killing it out here.
All those who wanted to do, even the blacks were doing fine under Trump. They had more money, they had more private businesses and all kinds of stuff. And the blacks loved Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I was the stuff I was selling and the jobs I was getting, but right now everybody's so afraid because they're so strapped for money. Yeah. Nobody wants to spend any, so
yeah,
the business has really suffered. But as far as Trump and Kamala last night, I mean, I don't think it made a difference what either one of them said. I think the proof is in the pudding of we had 4 years of Trump and things were great. Whether you like what he said or not, you've had 4 years almost of Biden, and it's been horrible. But you're never going to be able to convince an idiot of the truth. That's just the way it is. You know, they can see that's the deal on it, but they hate Trump enough that they won't admit it, so they'll just destroy him and keep. And I guarantee you, a person like Ronnie is the one that will get up in the morning and vote for Kamala. And then whenever the gas prices are high, he'll run to his friends and go, God, I can't believe how high gas prices are, just to give him something to complain about.
I don't know Ronnie personally, so I don't know all that. But I get this strong feeling, and I could be wrong, of course, that Ronnie would vote for Trump. I just don't think. And he said that he's independent, I believe he said. And so he hasn't made his mind up. But I personally believe that he's going to vote for Trump and not Kamala.
Well, it would be great for people to do that, but as emotional as people are now, I just don't. I'm like you. I don't see the country coming back.
No, America's gone.
Yeah, it is.
You can hang
that
up. This
is a new America. That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you. Yes, sir.
America is so far gone that the Haitians are coming in and they're eating the ducks.
Yeah.
At the park. And you don't eat the ducks in the park.
The last thing I'll say is, I'll tell you, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I've never had any fear in the world for a woman. No woman's ever intimidated me. She's never made me feel less.
So you've never been subject to your wife?
Sexually, yes, but not.
Uh-huh.
She didn't bother me. But I've never been – I absolutely have been controlled by that, yes, sir. But I have never been intimidated by a woman. And the reason I'm saying that is because Kamala Harris, if you put her in office, do you think Putin or anybody's going to be intimidated by that?
Not at all.
No, they're going to laugh and say,
yeah,
if they're stupid enough to keep voting for this, then have what you got. Because we're not – I mean –
As a matter of fact, Putin came out and said he support Kamala Harris.
I'm sure he does, yeah. He's not stupid. He's a smart man.
Yeah.
Every time, I'll tell you this too real quick. Every time my kids would do something wrong and the mothers would try to correct them, they wouldn't listen. But every time that she would run in there, she would say, I'm going to call your daddy. They would straighten up. That is proof that kids want to listen to a man and not a woman.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Amazing. Greg, thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. It's good to hear from you, sir.
Greg, let me ask. You believe that Trump going to win in November or lose?
I don't think he's going to win. I think it's too far gone here. I mean, I hope he does, but I don't realistically think he's going to, no.
Oh. Well, we'll see.
That's right. We'll see. I mean, I don't know everything. I'm just... I'll be willing to wait and see.
That's right. Amazing. Excuse me. Thank you, Greg. Call me again, buddy.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Let me go to 888-7753-773. Let me go to Maze out of Ohio. Maze, welcome
Hello,
to the show. You're on with all my experts. Except Hake.
Yeah, he's missing. Anyway.
Yeah, Hake is not here today.
Do your left shoe fit your right foot?
Let me see.
Well, you look funny walking around that way.
Let me see.
Well, he's checking, Maze. We're just making sure we want to get accurate information here.
Yeah. I mean, is it going to look strange?
No.
Hold on.
No, it doesn't fit.
Oh.
Okay. So that's what it gets me when you're talking about a left and a right.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What point you trying to make
I hear
with
people
that?
Saying a left and a right. A left and a right. What do they mean? I don't get it. But my point
Are you
is,
saying they're both legs of the same body?
No.
Well, what are you saying?
You got to use both sides to get where you're going. You put them on right, and you put them on left. That way you got a left leg and a right leg, and you got to use both of them to do something. That's what I mean.
So, let's get back where to do you point. Get that from, the left and the right? And what made you think of that?
Well, that's what I use to walk with. And if I put my left shoe on my right foot, I look funny walking that way.
I thought maybe you meant right. Political, in a political thing.
Well, now, let's get to the political
thing. You have the left, which is the Democratic Party, and then you have the right, which is the Republican Party. Are you referring to that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is stupid. It's the most craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
And why?
What about the correct way of doing things?
And what is the correct
way? Left and right. Because those people on the left going to think the way they want to, and no one on the right going to think the way they want to.
That's true.
So the debate, I watched it after the fact, because I was not going to give any publicity to the TV or the media to count as a number. So when I watched it, I had opinion. I said, okay, this is what Kamala said she was going to do. My place is still empty what Trump said he going to do for the American people. Can y'all tell me what he has in mind? You and your committee, you got sent up there.
My experts.
What he has in mind as far as
you're talking to my experts?
What to do for the American people.
Are you referring to my experts?
If that's what you call them.
What you call us? I miss what you called
us. She called y'all committee. You didn't want to my experts.
I'm still waiting.
Go ahead.
So I can write something down on the other side. I mean, what is his plan?
What is Trump's plan? You didn't even watch the debate, though, right?
I said I watched it after the fact.
Oh, you did watch it after the fact.
Listening.
And you didn't hear a single
thing? Can
you tell me? Oh, come on, Maze.
What am I writing on this paper? The whole debate for you?
So you want to know what Trump...
He's going to fix the border, fix the economy.
You
want
to know what Trump going to do? Once
he had the opportunity to fix the border.
Wait. Are you saying you want...
No, but you said he had no plan.
Are you
disagree?
Saying you want to know what Trump plan once he's back in?
I want a list to tell... I want a list to show me. I didn't hear anything.
Okay, Nick.
And then she said she wants a list, and then when I told her border and the economy, she said, but he hasn't fixed it yet. But wait, hold on. Your question was... Your claim was that he had no plan, so now you suddenly agree with me. He does have a plan. You just simply disagree with the plan.
Okay, Nick, you have... stuck on the border. So he told her to go back to Congress and sign the bill. She can't sign the bill. His Congress need to go back to, they just came back, and they need to go back up there and pull that bill back up and sign it and pass it. Just like he told them not to.
Do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, if you were part of the problem, how are you going to fall with a solution?
What?
This is what
a lot of people do who agree with your point is now they want to point out the fact that Trump didn't sign the bill for the immigration issue that the Democrats wanted to sign. But how come nobody was congratulating Trump when he was in office and he was closing the border up and he was building the wall? Why is that not acknowledged? But now it's acknowledged that he didn't sign the bill that has to do with immigration.
That bill was a sham anyways. That bill was going to let in millions of people a year.
He can sign bills, but it's the Congress job. The Congress went to give a
Maze,
bill
you
to
know that
answer the question, though.
In the way of the
answer
bill.
The question
so
first,
that's what
though.
I'm saying,
answer the
Joel,
question first, though.
Stood in the way of the border bill. Did
I know,
he,
but
did
that,
he not?
That's
the question.
Answer my question, and then I'll answer your question. Did he first deal with the wall and immigration in his when he was in office?
No.
Did he?
Mexico
he
was
did it.
To take care of, and I'm still waiting for Mexico to take
but
care.
But
did no,
he?
Idea.
Did he not deal with it at all? Was he not trying to build a wall? Was he not trying to do any of that?
Did he deal with it at all?
Yeah. Was he focused on immigration? Was
like
he trying to close the border?
Wasn't tear the wall down. And look where we at.
But that's not the point.
Trump to tear the wall down and all that stuff. You're still talking about a wall.
Did he acknowledge it? Was he trying to do it? Even though he did it.
Supposed to get for that.
But was he do it? Was he doing it?
No, because he brought some illegals over here. He brought his wife, mother, his sister, and his daddy over here and gave them.
Mate.
So he wasn't too interested in about illegals over here.
Can you hold for a minute?
Let's get with the program, Joel.
Can you hold for a minute?
You and your committee.
We gotta go.
Can you hold, Mace?
Yes, I can.
Hold on, Derek. Want to tell you, give you piece of his mind.
Yeah, let them know. You know I don't have no problem with people giving them a piece of their mind. Set them free.
All right, hold on. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour's coming up. Back in a moment. Our rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old. all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? We got news coming at you, okay? Look, no hake, no rules. It's just we're rocking and rolling. But Nick News coming at you, okay? And Jesse Lee Peterson will be right back. So I was telling you about what they're saying is medical racism. Doctors may be performing unnecessary C-sections on black women. The ladies at the SCIM seem to find this very important. They're saying a new study suggests doctors are more likely to perform cesarean sections on black mothers, regardless of whether the surgery is medically necessary. Researchers analyzed data from nearly a million births across 68 hospitals in New Jersey, making it the largest study of its kind. They found that healthy black mothers are 20% more likely to undergo a C-section than white mothers, even when they have similar medical histories. The procedure was also more likely to occur when hospitals didn't have any scheduled C-sections. The researchers suggest this disparity may be driven by both the doctor's racial biases and financial incentives to operate on black women, leaving the patient more vulnerable to serious complications and higher medical bills. Tired old story. You see a disparity in data, assumption of racism. Been happening for a long time, but not even the medical world is safe from it. Do you know where you getting your medical help from? What it means, the researchers noted that it's not clear how racial bias among the doctors in the study developed, since only so much can be deduced from medical records and notes. Doctors may have been more willing to perform C-sections on black women sooner due to existing racial disparities in childbirth outcomes. The maternal mortality rate for black women remains higher than that of other women in the U.S. You know, they say, I've heard this. However, black mothers might feel less empowered to challenge a decision for a C-section. And when they do, their concerns may be dismissed due to implicit bias. Wow, a lot of assumptions from the journalists. But anyways, here's some extreme weather. I'm sure you've heard of Francine by now. Francine has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane ahead of its landfall in Louisiana today. The most severe impacts are likely to be felt this week along the state's southern coast and in the New Orleans area. Authorities said flooding, powerful winds, and potentially life-threatening storm surge could cause extensive damage and widespread power outages. Meanwhile, hotter temperatures due to human-made climate change are contributing to intense wildfires across the U.S. Parts of Southern California were especially hit hard Tuesday with three major fires. So, heating up world hostages. We'll go to the other side of the planet for this one. With that war that's happening, an Israeli official has floated the possibility of offering Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar safe passage out of Gaza once all remaining 101 hostages held in the Palestinian territory are released. Sinwar, one of Hamas's most powerful figures, is accused by Israel of being the key architect of the October 7th massacre in Israel, when militants killed 1,200 people in Israel and took more than 250 people hostage. He is also among the Hamas leaders charged by U.S. prosecutors over the deadly attack. An Israeli official said the conditions for his release, along with Gaza being demilitarized and de-radicalized, a lot of room to do what you want with those words, could help recover Gaza and end the war.
CNN has reached out to Hamas for comment on the proposal. Even CNN reaches out to Hamas and stuff like that, and Kamala and Biden won't. You know, Trump was saying that I talked to the Taliban. That's who you're supposed to talk to. These people won't even talk to them. Mexican protests, what's happening in south of the border. Mexican lawmakers were forced to suspend debate on a controversial judicial reform after protesters broke down the doors of the Senate building and forced their way into the upper level of the chamber. A vote on sweeping constitutional reform. People aren't happy, though. That's it for me, though. JLP Hour 3, coming right up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. That was a bad out for us. Sorry about that, folks. We talked to Mace. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's third hour coming up already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy. My biblical question, why are you afraid not to trust the truth? I have food in my mouth. Why are you afraid not to trust the truth?
Trust your thoughts.
I mean, trust your thoughts. Why are you afraid not to trust your thoughts? Everybody is afraid of not trusting their thoughts. What the? You can listen to the show if you're busy, no matter where you are, what you're doing. And you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, some more of your super chats, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Let me explain. Joel has this bad habit of bringing in dry fruits, and they're so good, right? And so they're in the office on the table there. And so sometimes, though I never eat breakfast, but I notice that when I see that in there and when I'm on a break during the news hour, I find myself wanting to eat one really fast because it's so good. And then by the time it's time to come back in the studio, I got the stuff in my
in the teeth.
The feet and all that kind of stuff. But that's what's going on. And I apologize. It's not professional, and you're right about that. And I know better, and you're right about that. And I'm wrong, and you're right about that. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
You can't make America great like that. I was saddened by the fact that people thought that this land is segregated land, and it's not the land for all of us. It's for all of our voices, our cultures, our ethnicities, our races. This land was made for you and me.
But how?
You make them pay.
What kind of men are they?
Where are the men?
Around here? No, ma'am.
The whole world's in big trouble.
Did you see that?
That's for sure.
How do those guys, white guys just let that Indian paint on their face? Oh, my God.
And then the girls are right. The whole world is in big trouble.
That dude put his leg up on his girl. Yeah. Oh, he was so scared. What?
The anchor baby put that together. That's amazing work. Thank you, anchor baby.
What a mess.
It was. I told y'all he was a genius. The whole world. And messed up. I want to go quickly back to Maze. My experts are here for those who are just tuning in. I never expected them to be here the whole 3 hours. But so far, I'm going to run them off in a minute. But my experts are here reacting and responding to the debate last night between the great white hope, Donald Trump, and that gal, Kamala Harris. What a mess. And so Maze is out of Ohio, and just before the break, Maze was about to talk to one of my experts, Derek. Maze, Derek want to give you a piece of his mind.
Let me have it. I can take it.
And he black. Are you?
And so what does it supposed to mean?
You know how black people are.
And from the South.
From the South.
Yeah. And you from the
well,
South.
He can't even remember when I called what state I live in. So go ahead. I got to tell him 20 times.
And he's cooked
you. You got to tell him 20 times what state you're from?
Yes.
You black.
See, I had one thing to say before I say something to him. Okay. It was a black woman went to jail for her son going to shoot the teacher over in Virginia last year.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So what did you mean when you was discussing that?
I don't know about that story, so I'm going to have to look into it.
Hey, look into it. That's
it sounds like you're leaving something out.
Have your committee to look it up.
And right. You sound like you're leaving something out.
I tell you, have you committed to look it up? I'd like for you to see for yourself and not let somebody use the brain to direct you or how to think.
You think that you believe that the government should tell you
no
that if your child do something wrong, you got to go to jail?
No, if you're a part of what your child did. You
right, but he wasn't a part of it, according to our evidence.
He purchased the gun.
He did not purchase it to do a
he
crime.
He put it in his hand.
So if you buy some food,
intention matters.
Would you give your child? Would you purchase a gun for your child and then think you would be responsible for it?
What?
Would you purchase a gun for your child?
Weapon for your child and think you shouldn't be responsible for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the? My parents did that for me. What the?
Okay, let's get to your new person. He got a thing. Go ahead, listen.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes,
I am. You know how black people are.
They ready. They know,
Maze, you know black people don't curse. They cuss.
Really? Whatever.
Not Maze.
He's not going to cuss at you on the air, but go ahead, Derek.
I probably do. A whole lot of them want to do that.
No. He a Christian.
Christian.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's the problem. Too many.
Well, Maze, to address what you were talking about earlier, I don't know you, so I have to ask you where you're from.
I've been talking to Jess for 3 years. I'm going to leave it right there. Now go ahead.
Well, you were talking with Jesse. You weren't talking with me.
I'm going to talk to you. So, go ahead. I'm listening.
That's why I asked you, where are you from?
When you call it to the show, he said the reason he asked your name, where you're from, and your comment, because he doesn't know you.
Right.
He don't know Maze from Ohio. He just started working here.
Oh, he don't know Maze.
I call and it's up when I say, oh, some people forget when they do things, and then they have to keep doing it every time. Okay, he wanted to get some off his chest. Go ahead.
All right, so Maze, I see you like to bring up the past, what Trump's did, but let's focus on what's happened recently in the past 3.5 years. What administration is in office right now?
Okay, let's do that. You better know your civics class before you start talking now. Come on.
Well, I asked you a question.
Okay, ask me. Hurry up. You're too slow.
I just asked you a question. Yeah. You aren't paying attention.
Okay, let's talk about the past 3 years. The first 2 years, it's like when Obama took over Bush. His first 2 years was Bush's. Then Obama straightened it out. Then
they out Trump, of the bushes.
That's why they got rid of Bush. So when Trump came in, he had Obama's 2 years to use.
Man,
oh, so you admit that?
I said three
Mays,
and a half years.
You about the last three, well, nearly this, 4 years.
Let me
now.
Ask. So what have Kamala and Joe been trying to fix that? And when you couldn't find any toilet paper, you couldn't find no Lysol, you couldn't find the machines to go into hospitals and all this stuff at the time Trump was president. And you were better off then than you are now. So you couldn't find none of that stuff. So now you can go in the store and buy it. And these people run around here saying they don't have enough money to purchase gas. They don't have enough money. People vacationing and going all over the place, going to games. Don't you see all these stadiums full?
You just admitted Trump was amazing.
You being fooled?
So, Mays, what you're saying is you didn't use any toilet paper for that period
of time. I didn't say
using
the toilet paper. It was hard to find. That's what I said.
It was hard to find.
You know what I'm saying. Now what you want to hear?
Well, Mays, that was because the Democrats shut down everything.
No, Democrats were not
and
running.
So the trucks and things could not deliver.
Really? So, and then the gases were cheap because nobody was going anywhere.
No, the gases were cheap because of Trump.
Yeah, that's right, because of Trump. No. Nobody was going anywhere. You didn't have to use any gas. So why don't y'all just get, as you said, think for
Mays,
yourself.
You said that the first 2 years they got to get over the previous presidency's stuff, right?
I didn't say get over. I say every year. I said
right,
just like
fix
when,
it or whatever.
When the reason why they got rid of George Bush, they were mad with him
so
and
you
Obama
admit,
came
so,
in.
You, so you
and
admit
so they worked
that the,
out what George Bush had messed up. And then Trump
came
in.
So you admit that the job increases in the Harris in the Biden administration was thanks to Trump.
The Trump administration come in with
Mays,
problems.
Did you hear what Nick just said?
Those job increases in the first year.
At first 2 years.
You're attributing to Trump, right, with what you're saying?
No, I'm not. The first 2 years when Kamala and Joe came in, what did they have?
Mays, did you hear Trump, by the way, remember you were saying that Trump, he lost by a whisker. Oh, my God, he admitted. Did you see that part? Did you see the part where he was like, no?
Just
I disavow his comments, but
Jesse, he's not getting anything off his chest. He's just sitting there smiling, and I'm trying to give him an answer.
Ooh, well, I asked you a question, and
I'm not stuck
obviously
with a party.
You're running around it. I asked you what happened in the past 3.5 years.
Listen to him, man. He's talking to you. Hold on.
I asked you what happened in the past 3.5 years, and you mentioned what happened before those years. So you refused to answer that question. All right, we're going to move on. I'll answer it for you.
Why? You didn't get a permanent tax break. Who got a permanent tax break?
Man, he's going to answer.
You got to pay for that break.
Because we got him right. He want to tell you few things that happened when
that's the slowest white person I ever seen getting somebody that's just moving like that. I'm sorry. Joe Adam know me, and that's just me. I don't cut no cards.
Hey, I'm just being patient with you.
Oh, no, don't be patient with me.
I know. I have to.
I'm not weak.
Oh, okay. But anyways, there are millions of illegal immigrants in the country right now. What do you think we should do about it?
The same thing he did when he brought his wife, his father-in-law, and his sister-in-law into the country.
And what's that?
He's just okay with open borders.
Gave them citizenship.
So
at the time he was president.
What?
That's what we should do.
What'd
you say?
She's deflecting
same thing he
the
did
immigration
with his family.
Topic by bringing up that Trump's family members are immigrants.
What did she say?
So
what was the answer to the question, though, Maze?
They got citizenship.
You're deflecting me.
To give them citizenship?
I'm not deflecting anything. See, y'all stuck on
the
border.
The question was, what do we do with all the millions of illegals?
That border is not going to bring you nothing.
Maine, let me ask you this.
I like my health insurance, and I like everything that I got.
This
and I like my freedom.
Maine, let me ask before I run. Yeah.
What's that?
Do you think the Asian, the Haitian people should be eating the duck?
I don't want to hear about no Haitian people. Do you think people should kill deer and eat it?
Mays, should the should the Haitian people be eating the ducks in the park?
They can eat what they want to eat.
Out of the
that
park.
That had nothing to do with me.
Who eat the ducks?
That was something that JD came
park,
up with
the park.
And made a fool out of himself with.
I saw that on the local news.
So, to your new guest, Jesse, to your new committee person.
No,
I'm still waiting for him
smart.
To give me something on that.
That's
this
smart.
Trump
Mays,
came up
Mays,
with
what if,
running for president.
What if one of the Haitians went into your house and stole your food and ate it?
They won't have to steal my food.
You said that what?
They wouldn't have to steal my food.
Why?
Because I would give them some food.
How about if they ate your fish?
And look at those people over there. I'll just hate them.
No, we're not talking about Maze. You missed the point.
How about if they ate your fish from the fish bowl?
No, but...
They ate the fish from
no,
the fish
Maze,
bowl.
We're not talking about... We're not talking about... No, Maze.
Let's get real.
Maze.
Stop playing around.
We're not talking about knocking on your door asking, please, can you give some food? I'm talking about they broke into your house... and without being asked to come in,
but Joey,
and
they stole your chicken.
And they stole your chicken out the.
People are worried about that.
That's a question.
Christians don't worry about things
what
like that.
What if they broke into your house and ate your chicken?
And
what
why
would
should
you
I
do?
Worry?
Maze, I can put you on the list to take in immigrants to your house, right?
Oh, sure. I talk to them. That's no problem.
You'd be happy to take in some immigrants in your home?
You were in Jess's house. Aren't you over here talking about?
They're
going to
eat your dogs.
I don't have dogs. I don't like dogs or cats.
They're going to take
a dog and a cat in before they take a human being in.
They're going to eat your fish from the fish bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really?
Mate, thank
you. That's all you deal with is the fish, right?
Mate, like, what do you want to say to Hake? He's out today.
Oh, he'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, he's listening.
His sinus probably messing with him why he's not in today.
What?
His sinus is probably missing with him why he's not in today.
Oh, okay.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, he will.
So, Joel, y'all got to grow up and grow a side, left, right side, and go up the middle. Don't y'all go down, just like I say, y'all fall down the mountain together, all thinking the same.
All right.
Thank you, Mace.
Your new committee.
And there ain't no committee.
Welcome to Jesse's show.
They're experts.
So y'all have a good one.
You too, Mace.
What now? So long, long way to committee.
Renee is out of town. Renee, welcome. She does not want to call y'all. Renee.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All this way, Renee. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Maeve needs to forgive herself.
Maeve.
Anyway, hey, I wanted to just kind of give my take and chime in a little bit about the debate yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll start off by saying I am a Trump supporter. I am voting for Trump. You know, I believe in him and what he's going to do for the country. But my take on yesterday's debate was I think Kamala the Koala did a lot better than I expected. And I think she did a lot better than a lot of other people expected she was going to do. I feel like this is a fight for the independents. If you're going to vote for Trump and you love Trump, you're always going to vote for him. If you hate him, you're going to vote against him. The people in the middle is who they're battling for. And I think at times yesterday, it seemed like she got coached really well and she did a really good job of making Trump kind of seem like, I don't want to say unhinged, but kind of made him seem like unstable at times. And she might have been coached to say, hey, whatever he says when he starts saying things, just make him seem like he's crazy kind of thing. And, you know, perception's reality. And if people perceive to him that he's out there and he's crazy, I think that she did a really good job of doing that yesterday. And that's kind of what I felt yesterday after the debate. And I know it might be a crazy take or it might be something that you guys don't agree with, but that's just what it felt like. She did a lot better.
If you notice, Renee, all three of them were against Trump. The two moderators,
no, sure, absolutely.
The two moderators were with her. They gave her softball questions, and they didn't question her responses.
No.
They didn't react to him, and then they gave Trump hardball questions, and they reacted to his questions. And all she had to do was sit there and just call him names and say whatever she wanted, and she was protected by them. So, in spite of all that, Trump did an amazing job.
Yeah, no, I think Trump did a good job, but my point is that I think Kamala did a lot better than a lot of people thought she was going to do.
I hear what you said, but she did no different than she did when she's out giving those so-called speeches from the stage out in the road. It was the same thing.
Would you say that if you got to advise Trump before this debate or maybe during a break or something, would you say that he needs to combat this view that they're trying to put him in and go more moderate? Do you think he should have been more moderate and gone more to the middle to combat this? Is that what you're implying?
Well, I think what he should have done was I think a little more poised, a little more, because he already has his side, his base.
I disagree.
You know what I mean? He doesn't need to go after people to convince Trump to vote for Trump that are already going to vote for. That's not, people know who he is. We've known who he is for a long time. I think he should have been a little more poised, a little more moderate. You know,
if he
had
gotten in a pause, he would have gone to sleep.
It turns out that's not true, actually. He's turns out, if you'd believe polling data, whatever, fake polling data, but he turned off a lot of his own base with these more moderate takes on things recently, like the abortion flip-flop, like the green cards on the diploma thing. I would say that's actually been negative for him. But I came into the debate with a different mentality, with the expecting him to be moderate. So when I saw him be all, I'm for all the things I've been saying, I thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's how you.
Yeah.
I've seen two mentalities on elections, and I'm not an expert. I don't really know, even though they call me an expert. They say
you are an expert.
I'm just joking. I'm listening to Maze.
You let Maze get the middle.
Either you fight for the middle and the independents, or you do your best to turn out your own people as strong as possible. And I think that's what he did.
Well, I guess that's a catch 22, right? I mean, that's where the battle is, really. You know, another thing too, you know, Jesse, you keep saying how, you know, why are the Democrats so emotional? And is that because that's how they vote? You know, because if they voted with logic, they'd be Republican.
That's for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how they vote. You know, my whole family is Democrat. I'm the only Republican conservative in my whole family.
Yeah.
And all of them hate Trump so much. Like, no matter what happens, it's never Trump, right? Because they're so emotional.
And that's
these are the same people that watch The View, you know?
Yeah. That's why Kamala Harris know that all she needs to do is give them emotions. Say things that make them feel good. Later. And that's all she needs to do in order to win the vote. She doesn't have to say what she has already done or not. She really doesn't have to be honest about what she got to do. Just grin and make them feel good.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then, you know, the whole Charlottesville stuff, I can't believe they're still... I mean, it just goes to show you how dumb Republicans, I mean, Democrats think people are. They continue to push this Charlottesville thing like it's true. And it's so false.
They have nothing
And then,
else.
You know, no, the moderators didn't correct her like they did with Trump. They should have corrected her and said, you know, that's been debunked by various organizations. That is not true. That's not what he said. He was taking that context. But they don't do that because
they were supporting her. They were on her side.
Yeah, we all know they're going to gang up on Trump. We all know. But we all know that going in. You know what I mean? It wasn't a surprise.
Yeah. Renee, so, I got to run, man, because of time. Thank you.
Okay, man. You guys take care.
All right. You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
775-3777. Anything?
Yeah. I just have a question. Like,
how come his mic seem to be low?
Low?
Or something? So. Maybe just me. But go ahead. Is Joel Mike low hake? I pull up my phone and see what he says.
Is,
go ahead, Joel.
I'm trying to understand what Renee's point is about being moderate. What
moderate
could,
mean that you don't know what you want?
What, but, I,
but basically saying
what could he have done? What could Trump have done to be more moderate? And what did Kamala do to be moderate? So I can have a better understanding of what that means.
Well,
if anybody knows,
Renee, go now.
Well, he, you know, if they're trying to make him seem like the person who's against democracy and against all this stuff. The response would be to be more moderate, for example, like, oh, no, I'm not trying to get rid of democracy. I do like something really, really moderate, I guess, would be something like I truly did lose the election or abortion. You know,
I see.
I believe in everyone's choice. But
I see.
He didn't. Right? He went strong on all those topics.
I see.
I do sort of agree with Renee during certain moments of the debate. I do feel like Trump was slightly overboard. He could have been a little more reserved, but honestly, though, we need this vulgar, this aggressive Trump in office.
He should have been cussing.
Yeah, maybe even said the B word.
Yeah.
He should have looked at it. Just.
So, Hayes said, Joel Mike is plenty loud enough.
Oh, nice.
So it's not you. He says me. He always blamed me. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Jaime. Been waiting a while. Jaime, thank you for calling out of Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Jaime. Thank you for calling.
That's great. Hey, I saw that debate, and I thought Kamala did great. You know, I thought it was a bloodbath that we were promised.
And what was great that she did that was so great?
Well, it was a low bar, like everyone's already saying. She spoke, she said the things, she was clear, but she could. It was like watching Evander Holyfield against some unknown, you know, Trump being Evander. You know, she misspoke a a bunch of times. She had a dry throat. You know, she was intimidated. And she had a lot of facial expressions. And it looked to me like she admired Trump. Like, wow. You know, she was grateful for being able to debate the big Donnie D. You know, like this is going to be pinnacle of her career.
Isn't that funny? You know? Camilla was sitting there thinking, "Oh God, I wish I had this man."
Yeah, it's kind of what it looked like.
I'm saying, yeah, folks, because I kept wondering why she's looking at him the whole time. Is she thinking, "I'm really close to this man right now"?
She was emotional.
You were so, I just so emotional, baby.
It looked like love.
Must be love.
But
I was just wondering out loud if you were thinking that. But go ahead.
But Donald was all business.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, that's the kind of guy I want. He's himself.
Yeah.
He listens to his advisors and everything, but when it's time to go, it's all him. He's going to do it the way he's going to do it.
That's another, you're right about that, man, with him. Because I was wondering, he getting all this advice, don't be so hard on her, don't attack her, don't do this. And so I wonder, would that handicap Trump, if he listened to all the people telling him how he should do this, when he already knows how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I wonder if that was going to handicap him, but it did not, as far as I know.
No, and that's great, because he's going to listen, and he'll listen to you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's going to do what's right. He's going to do what he sees is right.
Absolutely. Amazing.
And it works. It works and it works. And it's like a trial. It was like a trial. The jury was us. And we had the two defendants up there. And it was a great debate. Way right better on. Than the Biden one. When I watched the Biden one, it made me feel sad.
Fat?
Sad.
Oh, sad. Yeah, make me want to eat.
Yeah, but,
all right, Jaime. Thank you, man, for your input. I totally appreciate it.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right, buddy. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super.
And I want to start off with where I left off here. My apologies.
Yeah, I want you to start. You want me to come back?
Okay, we got Nick LaBoy, thank you for the Rumble Rant, says, morning, the way I see it, if people fall for the emotional lies from the left, you deserve what you vote for. But if another debate happens, it should be on Punchy TV.
That's deep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Punchy.tv. Check out Punchy TV.
God bless Jesse and crew.
Some amazing stuff up there right now. Thank you. Appreciate
says, God bless Jesse and crew.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you. So let me ask, bought you a coffee. Says, last Monday's show was amazing. Thank you, JLP.
Thank you.
Eric with a coffee says, you didn't show in the debate clip where the moderator lied and said they spoke to the city manager of Springfield, Ohio, and the city manager claimed there's no evidence of such claims of illegals eating pets. The damn videos are circulating everywhere. And I live 40 miles from Springfield and have family that lives closer.
Ooh, hide your ducks.
If anyone listening to the JLP show lives in Springfield, amazing. The local people need to not fall for the BS, he wrote out the whole word, and hold their officials accountable for lying and get them the heck out of office.
Yeah.
Fire your officials and vote Trump.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Let me ask. Buy you three coffees. Jesse, your experts are getting better and better each day. Joel has matured a great deal. I like your little show, Joel. And Nick is not even nervous with the camera on him anymore.
Nice.
Love you guys.
And now we got a new one, Derek.
Cool.
A country boy.
Balm, bull, and belected.
You can take the boy out the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
Yeah, mine.
Bick and back.
Amazing.
Yes. Thank you for that. We got Matt with a generous donation on Buy Me a Coffee. Says, Kamala during the debate said COVID may have originated from China. Trump was considered racist for saying the exact same thing for years. What the?
I know. It was a one-sided debate in that you had three against one. the host of the thing, and Kamala were all against Trump. That's for sure. Thank you. Let me take a quick break, and we'll finish that and your phone call. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. And I'll be back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. No hate report today. No hate. But after at 11 a.m. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. He black, and you don't want to miss it, especially today, but never. You don't want to miss it. You can podcast the shows as well. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. And he's going to be picking up when we all leaving off with the Trump thing, the debate, and all that. And I have to say, Trump did an amazing job last night. It was, he had to deal with three people that were not for him at all. And he still did what he needed to do. So, congratulations to the Great White Hope. Let me see what he has to say real fast. The Great White Hope.
ISIS has spread like cancer.
See there?
The mess I inherited.
See there? The Great White Hope. You know, I want to just mention this. We told you about how the black Haitian people eat up all the ducks. According to the report, they eat the ducks out of the park. Poo. You know, the duck just laying there in the park, sunshine today, and the white people walk by, oh, look, a cute duck. And the little white girl said, oh, mommy, look, there's a duck. I'm like, yeah, baby, didn't it? And then the Asian girl there grabbed the duck and snatched the head off the duck. Huh?
Pond and choked the duck.
I had heard about they were eating the animals and everything, too, until Trump said that last night. Well, I don't know if he said the Haitians were doing it, but he said the illegals were doing it.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It makes total sense. If you come here and you're hungry, you have no food, you know you can cook up a chicken. If they see a chicken or a duck, they're taking the chicken or the duck.
And you don't know that you're from Haiti. You don't know the duck is supposed to be like a little beauty thing floating in the ocean, and you don't eat those ducks.
And they don't care. They're hungry.
Well, the thing is, they get food stamps, but they'll do that anyways.
Well, you think that's something. A Nebraska sheriff was stunned as migrants allegedly killed a bald eagle for dinner. Who's going to eat the bald eagle? And then I had a major meal. It's some good chicken. So a Nebraska chef was stunned as a migrant allegedly killed a bald eagle for dinner, but the Fed passed on charging them. They were not charged for killing the bald eagle.
How'd they catch the bald eagle?
If we did that, we'd be under the jailhouse. This is from Fox. Watch this.
Are now being accused of killing a bald eagle in Nebraska with plans to cook it for dinner. The sheriff's department says these are the rifles they used to kill it, but federal authorities let the suspects go after charging them with misdemeanors and are no longer returning the sheriff's call.
Mike Unger is the sheriff of Stanton County working this case. He's here now. This is one of those stories, Sheriff, that you got to like reread it. Like, am I reading this right? Did that say bald eagle eating it? From a sheer symbolism perspective, can you get a more stark example of an attack on American sovereignty and all that it means to be American than the killing of a bald eagle?
No, I can't. We find this very alarming, I'm sure, nationwide, but locally it's been very alarming to the citizens.
The bald eagle is American symbol of strength. You gonna eat it?
That's what I'm saying. It's like blatant things that are obvious that people are coming in here with their lack of their morals and doing immoral things, and we're supposed to accept it.
It's like they going over to Hassan's house and then killing his dog and having for dinner.
Yep.
Sorry, Sandy. Right. Sandy's like, and so they did it with the gun, and you're wondering how did illegals buy the guns? Watch this from Fox.
Sheriff, I've got a question. If they don't have IDs, if they're illegal, they don't have IDs, how do they buy these guns?
Well, this is an air rifle that can be legally bought at any majors. Store that carries such. If they have the cash, they can buy it.
Man.
Soft. Those air rifles can be pretty powerful.
They are. They kill the eagle.
Oh, my.
And it ain't easy killing a bald eagle. Amazing. And last thing about this story is that the question is, what are the feds doing about it? Watch this.
I have tried numerous times, and I have yet to speak to a human at the Nebraska field office in Grand Island and the regional office in Colorado.
Huh. So you said they're hampering you from doing your job. Is it just because they're not answering the calls?
Well, they're not answering the calls, and I think there's an uproar, at least again locally, that they have not taken action federally. It is a federal violation to kill a North American bald eagle.
So to be clear, in addition to not responding to your calls, you're not aware of them doing anything outside of dealing with you on this case at all?
I am not.
Amazing. Wow. And so they're coming into our country. They get hotels for free, free food, free phones, IDs. They can vote with those IDs. And then they eat up the dogs. Mm-mm. The bald eagles and the ducks.
Barbecue duck. Barbecue eagle.
What's next? What a mess. Joel, you say?
It's just all I can think of because I'm hearing this and I'm just like, this is so insane, is that it's just immoral people letting in immoral people, because any moral person would see that this is not how you handle a situation.
Right.
And this is not how you deal with it. Because these people, whether they seem well-meaning or not, the illegal immigrants, they're going to come over here with their lack of morals and do lack of moral things. And
they're like, ooh, America's great. They see all this free flu flying around.
Yeah.
The ducks in the pond.
And they're, and they're not going to follow the rules because they're not raised to follow the rules in their own country.
Right. They already ate up all the birds and the ducks over there. Amazing. Hey, come here. You say?
Did you know the eagle was a symbol of rebirth?
Yeah, it's an American symbol.
The eagle, when it gets old, it flies up to a mountain and it scratches off its feathers and beak and it grows it anew.
Well, not if the illegals around.
A little factoid for you.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
That's amazing. Let me go to AJ, I guess. A first time caller out of Arkansas, better known as
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Is it AJ or?
It's just Al.
Oh, Al. Okay. Thank you, man.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've listened to the show today. It's a pleasure just to talk to you. I usually call Hake, but I said, you know what, let me call Jesse. I heard a lot of truths today about the debate, but my take on it is that she sounded very scripted. She knew exactly what to say. She had the moderators on her side.
Yeah.
And as for Trump, it's very frustrating that he has to hear the same questions every time he talks in front of a crowd. They bring up the abortion question, the January 6th. They want to talk about his trials. It's like, can we talk about the facts? Can we talk about the issues? They don't want to talk about policy. They don't want to talk about the issues because they know she has no policy. And he made that point. But his points were being overshadowed. And this is why you have people like Mays and the other gentleman who couldn't really quote or remember what Trump said because he was being overrun with the moderators and Kamala. It seemed like she spoke forever. And every time he spoke, it seemed like it was like a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, why is she talking so long? And it's like they interrupted him when he was speaking. And it's like, wow, this thing is really, really rigged.
Well, I noticed that the people who are against Trump are not taking in consideration that he was debating with three people. The two moderator and Camilla, and they had to deal with the mic being turned off and all that. They're not taking that in consideration because they're against Trump. So they don't care what the setup was and how difficult it was.
The one thing I did, he missed a couple of things. And if you're not politically aware, you would think she won because she did a lot of talking. She threw a lot of emotion into it, and they talked about abortion. And the thing is, he said that the abortion issue is a non-issue because it's not a federal issue. It's a state issue.
Yeah.
And they're asking about a ban. It's like there is no ban. But they keep talking about it. It's like they keep talking about January 6th. Well, January 6th is done.
You make a good point. They kept mentioning, not to interrupt, but you made a good point in that the abortion was not banned. The abortion was turned over back to the states from the U.S. Supreme Court. They didn't ban it. They said, we're going to let the people decide what they want concerning abortion. So each state take this back and do what y'all want. And that's the right thing to do with the abortion. But they keep saying, it's banned, it's banned, it's banned. And it's not banned.
No, they want to push that narrative because they know that Democrats have low information and low IQ voters.
Yeah.
So if you talk to people about, well, we're going to codify Roe. Well, there's nothing to codify because now the states are dealing with the issue.
Yeah.
It's not a federal issue. It's not constitutional. Why are we talking about it? But if you want to pull on heartstrings and get women emotional, you're going to keep bringing it up, even though no one. But see, the Republicans aren't good at controlling narratives, and they aren't good at defending issues. They're not out there saying, this is a non-issue. Why do the Democrats keep bringing it up? And why are we talking about debunked issues about the tiki torches and all this other nonsense in the Central Park Five? But the thing was, hey, Kamala, what about your record? Why are you flip-flopping? And as far as her being black, why don't we talk about your Irish and Indian ancestors who owned slaves?
Right.
You know, and her father said they weren't black. But no one's bringing that up. You know, there was a lot of things Trump could have come back with, but I guess, you know, like the gentleman said earlier, he just looks frustrated because these people are not talking about the issues. They're running in circles, and he's like, man, do I really have to keep doing this nonsense?
What
and that's how
mess.
He looked last night.
Well, yes or no, then I got to run. Do you, though we don't know until November, do you think he's going to win?
Of course. I think people are... Trump's support is very underrepresented.
Yeah,
I think the people are waiting to vote.
Yeah.
I think we need to get back to one-day voting on paper ballots.
Yeah.
And the fact that no one is really pushing that now, they're going to cheat as much as they can. But I think the fact that Trump has support that they're not recognizing, I think he pulls it out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jess.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Frederick, out of Los Angeles. Frederick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Doing? All is well, Frederick.
All right. I noticed in the debate, like, Trump kept saying, why isn't she doing it now? When he keeps talking about this phone call to Putin he can make in 24 hours, but he was sending money to Ukraine for 4 years. The American people know this. Like, when he was sending money and javelins to Ukraine and talking
to Trump? It was a Democrat.
Yes, Trump was sending money
to
Ukraine.
No, it was a Democrat sending the money to Ukraine.
He was president. Quid pro quo was because he was sending money to Ukraine, and he wanted dirt on Biden, but he was like, no, I'm going to release the money anyway.
Where you get that from? He was sending money.
He's been sending money.
Where you get that from?
Over 250... He was part of that $250 million or billion dollars we done sent to Ukraine.
Where you get that from?
He was part of that.
Where you get that from? And maybe, I'm not
from
saying
you... From the quid pro quo.
Where you get that from that Trump was sending money to Ukraine?
From the quid pro quo.
Who?
From the money to Ukraine that he was giving to Zelensky to find dirt on Biden. But he released it. That was the money going to the war that they was fighting with Russia at the time when he was president.
Well, I don't escalation. Maybe right on that, but I have no idea. But who you think won the debate last night, Trump or Camilla?
Camilla.
And why you believe she won?
Only for the simple fact Trump haven't forgave and he haven't repented.
No, he man, there ain't no way you judge no debate. Why do you say Camilla... Don't say that. Don't say that. They ain't how you
don't
do
say what? It sounds like he got his nails like he don't want to.
No. Hold on. Don't. I know black people love to repent, but don't say that, okay? We're talking about debate right now. Why do you think that Camilla won rather than Trump?
Because I think Camilla is trying to bring cohesiveness instead of separateness.
What? What do you mean by that?
Like, it's one thing to politicize the DOJ, but weaponize the DOJ, but don't politicize the police department.
So once basically, because we're trying to make sense of what you're saying. So you're saying that
once you weaponize the DOJ,
well, let me clear
like
that real quick.
Who
weaponized the DOJ? Who politicized? Be specific.
I don't want you to divide the police department from one side going for the January 6th.
Hey. Are you saying that the Democrats should not politicize the Department of Justice?
No, I said they shouldn't politicize the police system. The police.
So you said the
Department of Justice is being weaponized.
You're saying that the Democrats should not politicize the police department?
The Republicans shouldn't. The law and order, they like
to make
the
hair. See how long it took us to get here?
Because
we'll be specific.
What?
There's a lot of January 6ers already locked up. Let's not go back and rewrite laws that police already established laws.
Frederick, you make no sense.
I don't understand where you're going.
Yes, it seems like y'all trying
to
rewrite history. I'm black.
I thought so.
But are you saying that Kamala is, you like Kamala because she's more optimistic about uniting people?
Cohesive.
Wait, let me finish the point. Let me finish the point. Are you saying that she's more optimistic about bringing the country together and Donald Trump is more about dividing the country?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Joe.
Okay, but what did Jesus say? Since you love the repent thing and
what?
Since you love to talk about the repent thing, but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Frederick. Frederick. Frederick.
I could have answered the phone.
Let me ask you this.
Frederick.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What did Jesus come here to do? If you want to talk about forgiveness and repent,
I don't even know how he even brought repentance in a debate.
What did Jesus come here to do? Did he come here to unite or divide?
He came to repent.
Got him.
He's not here.
Oh.
Call me Frederick about Ukraine because what you were saying about Ukraine is real stupid, but I don't have the time to break it down here on the JLP show.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about with that.
You said the dumbest thing ever about Ukraine, but call me about it.
And you asked about who won the debate, and they said, because they don't repent. What the?
Trump didn't win because he didn't repent.
That ain't fit. Uh-huh. Oh, me, get the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Super chat.
Super
Chat. Super, super.
Nice. Thank you so much. Matt with the coffee says, Kamala during the debate said COVID may have originated. Oh, Lord. I already read this one. My apologies. We got just Dave
you ain't
Derek
no
here.
Hate, that's for sure.
I know we have very few the super chats. Apologies.
I can see hate right now shaking his head.
Soul Conscious, thank you for the coffee, says, Jesse, Trump was amazing last night. He stated several times that if Kamala gets in, there won't be an America anymore. That was deep.
That was. Absolutely.
Kamala had no answers for this. She was an empty shell last night.
Yep. Thank you.
And I believe that is all. We got Gen C with some coffee. Says, seriously, was Scamala trying to school the successful businessman on how to run a business? What the?
I know. What the? I mean, thank
C-Bill
you.
C-Bill with coffees. Generous, thank you. Says, see, I proved my point. Ronnie from Ohio, he's a liberal beta male. He has a mindset of a woman. He's an emotional man. Forgive your mama, boy. Where's your logic?
Amazing. Thank you.
I was a little shocked by the Kamala comment. He's more reasonable than that.
Yeah, he
Give
is.
Him a chance.
Yeah, Ron is a pretty reasonable guy now.
Yeah.
So I just think that he...
He just had a bad... He just didn't sleep full 8 hours.
Derek with a coffee.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Says, Maze, the caller... At the end of the second hour is what the Dems prey upon. The ignorant who will recite a talking point with no information past the title. Border bill, border bill, border bill. Trump wasn't even in power when that bill failed, and the contents of that bill would allow millions of immigrants a year. Much like the Don't Say Gay bill that was about keeping LGBTQ ideology out of elementary schools.
What a mess.
Truly. Amazing. And we got the top contributors over there at DLive, Army Ann, Aries One, Scott Ash. Appreciate all the top supporters on DLive, always supporting.
Thank y'all.
And I do believe, and in fact I shall declare, two more apologies. These are the last two. Ryan B. with back-to-back coffees. They hate the man rather than the policy. Your guest just pointed out Trump derangement syndrome. It is real in many intellectual and intelligent people I know. Jesse asked Greg if he thought that Trump was going to win, and he said no. He might not be wrong, but what about the wait and see? Just like this storm headed for me in Louisiana, not so piffy. Sorry, Nit.
Well, be careful with the storm, and you're right, wait and see. We don't know if Trump's going to win. You just don't know that. And we should always have a wait and see about everything. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ryan Beatty says, thanks, JLP and experts. Great show today.
Yeah, I didn't mean to keep the experts the whole time. Mays called them my committee.
Amazing. And that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So the no hate report after my show today. Hate could be back tomorrow, hopefully. And then, but today at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Last word, Derek.
Follow JLP on Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
You got to know.
Joel.
Trump 2024.
What?
Trump 2024.
Thank you. Anchor Baby.
Well, it's a long, long way from committee, but I know I'll be a law someday. Okay, I'm done.
Nice. I want to say to the Haitian people, don't eat the ducks.
Eat the ducks alone.
Don't eat the eagle.
Don't eat the ducks. Let me go to William out of California real fast. We got a little bit of time. William, William is gone. Let me go to Hector. Out of Washington. Hector.
Yes, Jesse.
Yeah, you're on the air.
It's me, Beta Male. I'm back.
Don't be a beta.
Checking in with the great Black Hope, Jesse. So you talked about
I wanted to make a quick public service announcement, but you mentioned...
Hold on a minute. No public service announcement. What the? Let me go. Hold on, Hedge. Don't hang up. We find out what your announcement is. Let me go quickly to Matt, first time caller out of Texas. Matt, say something.
Something.
Thank you. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse? Hey, man, it's an honor to be connected to you guys. I watch or listen to the show all the time. It's pretty cool to be connected.
Thank you, man. I know you wanted to ask me about faith, right?
Yeah, man, so back in 2014, I'm 36. I just turned 36 recently. Back in 2014, can't do math that quick. I don't remember how old I was, but I got baptized. I was kind of like super into Christianity, you know.
Matt, let me do. I'm sorry, Matt. Can you call me tomorrow at all?
Sure.
Okay, call me back. And as soon as you call back, let them know I told you to call back, and I'll take your call right away.
Okay, will do.
All right, thank you, buddy. I am so out of time. What amazing show today. I did not mean to keep that straight the whole 3 hours. They had other things to be doing as well. Joel got to get ready for his show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. My producer needs to go back out there and do what he normally does out there. And Anchor Baby just ran around doing hate job, his job, and the Lord's job. So he's busy. Thank you all for your super chats and your support. I absolutely appreciate it. And get on the straight and narrow and stay there. When you've done all you can do to stay there some more. All right? Don't give up. Stay there, stay there, stay there. All right? And to the callers, I appreciate your call. We're just out of time. Aaron out of Maryland, the caller that is coming in now. Hedger, call me back tomorrow. I don't know. You can't be making no announcement. We don't know what it is in advance, but call me later. And to the caller that drops, I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. Bible Thumper Thursday. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Have a good day, folks, and thank y'all. And Hate will be back, I hope, tomorrow, not next day. Take care.